you know, it's bad that she got raped, but, I mean, look what she was wearing.
Right. That's exactly, it's the hoodie's fault. Don't wear a hoodie.
If she wasn't wearing that short skirt, that wouldn't have...
If I see a black kid walking down the street in a hoodie, I'm going to the other side. I'm scared of him.
I specifically love the fact he blames the hoodie as much as Zimmerman's shooting him.
It's the hoodie.
Yeah, it's the hoodie.
I mean, I would have done the same thing.
If he had a beanie propeller hat on.
With a lolly and dragging a radio flyer. Yeah, it's great.
Would not have incited fear. But although then I would have seen his skin was black and I also would have crossed the street.
It's the hoodie's fault.
He might have used the propeller for evil.
Now, what if he had a hoodie footy?
I think the hoodie footy's okay.
What if he had a giant lolly?
With the zipper in front in case things really heat up, Bob.
Easy access.
Have y'all seen the Geraldo in a hoodie Tumblr page?
I guess not.
What is that?
Do we need to?
Geraldo in a hoodie. Just multiple pictures of him wearing hoodies.
But I thought it was bad.
Hoodies are awesome.
I thought it was...
Spoken like a guy without hair.
I have lots of hoodies, and I'm darn proud of it.
But I bet you if you had a full head of hair, you wouldn't need it as much.
Would you stop running up the score? Congratulations.
I'm not running up the score. I'm losing hair as well.
That's a luxurious head of hair.
That's TC and Gordon over there.
I bet you those guys have hoodies.
TC, do you wear a hoodie? I don't see TC as a hoodie guy.
I
think a hoodie is just for guys, you know, and I'm not running up the score. I'm just saying, did Trayvon have a close cropped haircut?
Yeah, I believe he did.
Your head gets cold.
I have a hoodie, but I never put the hood up because, yeah, why would you want to?
It's raining.
Well, yeah, I don't know that I wear the hood that much.
Unless you're outside and it's raining, you're
the literal hood.
Of a hoodie?
Yeah. You don't wear that very much.
Back off.
But it's.
What?
Back off.
What did I say?
Turn around and back off.
I just said the literal hood.
I don't know what's going on. Is this all over my head?
Oh, yeah. He's getting to something.
Fourth level Gordon.
All right. Well, we need that. Now Gordon, I think, will set a record today by appearing on every show on the ticket because you mixed with Norm. Right?
That's right. Hey.
You're now on with us.
Oh, can I promote? I'm here to promote something.
Oh.
I'm doing the top 10 tonight. I want everybody to tune into that.
You don't want anybody to tune into that. Oh, well, you'll be on the top 10, certainly.
That's right.
What'd you do at 8:40 today?
Don't spoil number one for me.
Oh, I remember what we did.
Don't spoil number one for me.
We punted. That's what we did. Replay.
All right, we'll tune into that tonight.
At number one.
All right, it's 1:51. We're doing game show
if Gordon was... plugged in as host of the top 10, would the 840 bit win
double number one
any more number ones? It couldn't.
It would not be
advantageous to the musers to take over number one rankings. Because
see, I like our ranking because there's more listeners when the hardline signs off.
Right.
So they get to hear all our bits.
Right.
You know, 10, 9,
you're
8.
Exactly
Norm
right. Bad Radio get a real chance to
no
get
one's listening by 9 o'clock.
One is the worst spot to be in as far as ears hearing it.
Right. You have to mix with Dan Patrick and everything.
Once again, Bad Radio presents Why Today Doesn't Suck.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
And now, here are your hosts, Bob Sturm and Dan McDowell.
Here we go. Thundergun.
Hello.
Smoke Monster.
What's up? Bug. Colwell and Son and Savoy Squared bring you my nizzle and best friend in the whole world, at least for another week, Dan McDowell.
Thank you, Michael Gruber.
No problem.
Let's say hello to the Hardline.
Mike,
featuring
Mike,
one
Mike,
original
Mike,
member.
Mike, 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 it's 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 Mike, Mike, Mike.
Hello, Mike, do you read me? Over.
I do, Mr. Dan. Interrogative, do you read me? Over.
Uh-oh. Yes, I understand you're very close by.
Look out.
Uh-oh, what is this?
Heads up.
He's charging in from the locker room. He's got a steel chair. Look out.
Rant. The Bohemian Rant.
Would you like to introduce anyone to the audience? Mike?
I certainly would. You know, we've had special guests, add-ons, out here all week.
Very special.
Add-ons? That's what you call another human being?
Uh-huh. That's what I call them.
I'd like to be called the strap-on to your show.
Okay. Two days ago, it was, I can't remember who it was. It was somebody. Yesterday, it was...
George. It was Jub-Jub, wasn't it?
Yes, it was George.
Oh, the kids love that.
Yeah.
And then yesterday, it was Mr. Dan. And
oh,
now,
that's right.
Today's strap-on is none other than the Devil's Own.
That's
the great
right.
G. Gordon Keith.
You bet.
How about that, man?
I have a big black strap on, Mike.
I have a Majors question.
I've always wanted one.
What are you calling the show today, Gordo?
I'm calling it Rage. It's the Rhines and Gordo Extravaganza.
Love it.
And we're inviting everybody to embrace your rage.
Really?
Yeah.
Sounds awesome.
Wait to hear the name of our news segment.
There's not.
Yeah, that's an awesome name.
That's for off air.
When do I get to
ding 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 ding?
When do I get to hear some hard driving metal?
It's on the way.
I've got a Measers question.
All right, coming up, we got Ron or Sexy Secrets, and a little bit later on, what's in Gordo's closet?
What's your Measers question?
My Measers question is, and
let
I
me answer it for you.
I feel like I took a vacation or something went down.
Then we got Grego's stuff.
Got Grego's stuff.
What's all this?
Grego's junk.
All right, you listen to Rage. You want to race Rage. Blah, 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 blah.
Okay.
Every segment's got a cute name.
That's right.
Trying to benchmark everything.
That's right.
Now, this is sports talk.
We're going to show them how it's done.
Please. Oh, thanks.
Last Supper coming up at 5:15.
Who? Yeah.
So, my Measers question.
Yep.
What started the George youth swimming prepare for the Olympics comedy thread? Because I've jumped in the middle, and I don't know what started the fire.
Was
he on a swim team as a kid? Or?
Yeah, George was a swimmer. He was a competitive swimmer, I think, in junior high. And
what brought this to light recently?
The belly flop?
I feel like 2012 is the year of the swim team Georgie. And it's really funny, and I've enjoyed meeting his coach, but I just don't know what started it all.
Okay, oddly enough, this only came up like 3 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago, that we introduced Marge Shinbidler, the George's disabled swimming coach.
Oh, boy.
And why is she always trying to...
She's disabled?
...have soup. I don't understand the soup.
Well, she's not doing well.
Okay.
And so she always comes on the air, and she's begging George to... She's trying to get the old swim team back together so they can win the Olympics this fall, or whenever it is.
Right? And, like, George is the anchor of...
Yeah, George is the last piece of the puzzle. And so she comes by to beg George to join the team where she can finally accomplish something in her life and finally get out of that chair.
Is that dialing when I do that?
What's going on?
I'm trying to dial a number.
What happened here?
But you guys are potting me down.
Oh.
Shoopy give up? Are we experiencing Shoopy give up again?
Why don't you guys quit effing up everything? Let me eff up everything.
Hey, it's off mic groups.
So did you hang up on line 4, guy?
Apparently. I thought he had dropped.
Oh, do I got to hit go?
I don't know.
Why is everything in here so
your last tax is going to be showing him that you've got the upper hand on him, too?
Yeah, that's real funny, Gordon.
Ooh.
Why does everything in here suck?
That's Groove Seal.
Spinning a little ball on his nose.
Clapping his hands.
You guys think it's funny, but really it's just mean.
Looking for fish.
It makes people sad and hurt inside.
Oh, no.
Do you know what you're doing over there, dude?
Keep up your comedy.
Are we on the air now?
Yes, we are.
It seems to be a tremendous lack of momentum.
Yeah, Tom, call the front desk for me,
and
please.
I haven't said a thing.
All right.
I cannot effing do it.
Momentum? Here's Ty.
Go back to the engineering office and get the engineer.
Get the engineer.
If a telephone rings in an engineering office, does anyone hear it?
No.
We'll sit here and read Hemingway while we're waiting for that.
Like, this is the most messed up thing. We had a better thing in Youngstown than this phone to the screen.
Well, let's get on with Why Today Doesn't Suck. I want to hear the birthdays and everything.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm here.
Do you know who this is?
Yes.
That's right. Radio superstar speaking. I forgot why I called you.
Who is this?
This is Julia.
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 The one and only.
Julia.
I bet you Julia doesn't know half the people on the ticket.
That would surprise you. I do.
How many? Name as many people as you can on the ticket.
Okay. Craig Miller, George Dunham, Mike Fernandez. Slower.
Mike Fernandez has made the list above all of us.
Wow.
What are you wearing?
Keep going. Keep
He's
going.
Looking at a phone list.
Red. I'm wearing red, brown, and white.
Red, brown tights.
Hot. And white.
Where are you?
Oh, and white
right now.
That's just pants. And red top.
Oh, red top.
Please don't ask.
It's
that
Friday.
Again.
It's like Tiger on Sunday, right?
Right. Oh yeah. Gotta
hey,
spice it up
Julia. Bob asked where you are in your cycle right now.
Oh my God.
That's ridiculous. And please don't answer that.
I'm pregnant, so I don't have a cycle.
Oh, you're pregnant. Okay.
Doesn't faze her one bit.
You're pregnant. Gerbs wants to talk to you.
How far along, Julia?
Are you ready to drop?
2 months.
2 months?
2 months? That's nothing.
2 months? Boy, that's
call me in 3 months.
Shaky ground to be making a radio announcement.
You're not even lactating yet.
No, not yet.
Now, how did this happen?
One look for me and I can make you lactate.
How did this happen? It was planned, thank God.
Oh, really?
Oh, so you were doing the time to sex and you're looking at the watch and calling
them in. Did you chart your temperature to see when you were ovulating?
If you want
to
call it timed, it was pretty...
That is the worst for the dude, by the way.
Hey,
the worst.
I want to come by the front desk and check your temperature.
Do that. That would be interesting.
Oddly enough, I use no equipment when I do it.
You really need to check the fetal temperature if you're going to be safe.
How old are you, Julia?
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, I'm gonna stick my pinky in its mouth.
Oh, my God.
You guys are unbelievable.
All right, can we talk to Donna?
Jeez.
Yeah.
Hook us up with Donna.
One moment.
All right, I love you.
This really has an edge to it today.
Certainly does.
I'm gonna say the same thing to Donna here.
Oh, please don't.
This is Donna's last day, I think.
No. Next
no?
week, right?
All right, here, let's prank
I think
her.
It's next week.
She's not going to answer.
She's
in with Bennett.
Yeah.
Another scolding.
She and Groobs are getting together for their going-away party.
Right about birthday notes.
Yeah.
Here, I'll leave a message.
I'm either on the other line or away from my phone, but if you'll leave your name
Bennett.
And a number and a detailed message, I'll be happy to return the call. Thank you. Please leave a message at the tone. When finished, you may hang up
yeah,
or
we
press
know.
Pound for additional options.
Hey, Donna. It's Grego. I want to come back. Do me a favor. Throw away my personnel file. I want to come back. Guess what I'm doing right now. I'm pretending I'm checking fetal temperature. Just kidding, Donna. Hey, it's Dan Bennett. I'm just prank calling you. Call me.
Wow.
That'd be the most confusing message ever.
Oh, God.
Would Dan Bennett ever do that prank call?
I will say no.
He's practicing in the mirror.
Talk me out of it.
That's not right. Oh, jeez.
All right, today is Friday, March 30th, 90th day of the year. There are 276 days left in 2012. On this day, in 1981, President Ronald Reagan shot, seriously injured in an assassination attempt. Bob, outside a Washington, D.C. hotel, shot by John Hinckley, Jr.
Good to be
now,
with you.
Who does Kobe think?
Didn't you have a relationship with him, Mike?
Yeah.
You exchanged letters?
Right,
tried out
did.
For his band or something.
Yeah, we did. We were pen pals.
So you sent him a letter and he responded?
Yes.
So who shot Buckwheat?
We're wondering that.
Yeah,
that sounds like black.
What about Kobe? What does Kobe think?
Yeah, I wish we knew.
What was the question to Kobe for that?
Who shot Martin Luther King?
I wish we knew.
And on this day in 1987, Bob Knight won his third NCAA title in dramatic fashion, 74-73 over Syracuse.
Because there, they know who did it.
They just don't know why.
Yeah, they just can't figure out why.
Pete says, Bob and Dan, please wish my son Dominique happy 25th birthday.
Dominique.
Pete, that's Pete Olivas. We have, hey, I was hoping you could wish my boyfriend Corey happy birthday. He is 32.
Corey?
His favorite show is The Hard Line. So if we can get classic Corby or dirty mic drops, that would be awesome.
Corby.
I'm afraid both are impossible.
I will wake him up in that special way.
Oh, yeah, sure you will.
And here...
I think a lot of women are just throwing that out there, and they're not really making good on that.
No, they're not making good on it.
Let's see that pic, Dan.
The picture is her and her friend with Bob.
What?
Whoa.
Bob, you didn't tell us about that.
Well, which one is she?
I don't know. They're both fine, right?
No, I would like the Mad Men.
I'm the bald one.
What's Mad Men?
You know, both of them. They don't make love easily in Mad Men.
Zooby, zoo.
Elsewhere, Toby Gowen is 37.
Zooby, zooby, zoo.
Jerry Lucas. Buddy. He is a cowboy, right?
Yeah, the kicker.
But he used to be for North Texas, right? A punter for North Texas?
Yeah, I think so.
Jerry Lucas is 72.
He's considered a genius in France.
Hey, look, my name Jerry is Jerry. Lewis.
Look at this picture.
Lewis.
Look what kind of sweatshirt I'm wearing.
Sorry.
The hoodie? Is that the hoodie footy?
That is the hoodie footy.
Let's all wear those today in solidarity.
John Aston, 82.
Didn't he get married to some woman named Martin in Hyphenate?
Mark.
Thank you.
Eric Clapton is 67.
Greatness.
Change his name from Eric Gonorrheaton.
What has he done? Can you name a hit?
Nothing. Super gay.
Is that one hit from Eric Clapton?
you ever heard of Layla?
Who?
Sports Layla.
MC Hammer.
Wait, are you serious?
That is greatness.
I'm sorry.
Name one hit.
Stanley Burrell.
MC Hammer?
Yeah.
I bet you if you line up MC Hammer's hits and Eric Clapton's hits, MC Hammer's much longer.
Oh,
this is
my
way
goodness.
Longer.
See, this
now,
is why.
You might be able to right line here. Up another thing that'd be much longer, but not the line of hits.
Way
MC
bigger.
Hammer had to wear those clown pants for a reason.
Way bigger right. than Eric Clapton.
He have had guys, his manhood rolled up on one of those garden hose reels.
Haven't you noticed Mike Reiner a little standoffish today?
A little
I
bit,
tried
yes.
to approach him earlier in the hall and ice cold.
Yeah. I didn't want any of it, did I?
And this explains it. Celine Dion is 44.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, Mike.
I know this is tough
wow.
for you.
Wow.
Trust your instincts, Mike.
What are you going to do? How's the cover band coming? The Celine Dion cover band.
You have one of those?
No.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You went to her concert. That's what this is about, right?
There's no Celine Dion.
He goes to every concert she ever has.
No.
What's the name of that band,
Will you
Mike?
Guys be playing on the Titanic 10th Anniversary Theater re-release?
No, I don't think we will.
Are you on the commentary track?
No.
Did they invite you?
I'm
okay, now in this scene, Kate Winslet sleeps with Leo DiCaprio.
That's the worst commentary for a movie ever. Just saying what's happening on the screen.
It is.
Like you spoil everything that's about to happen.
And why were you painted as
a boob?
Purchased a Celine Dion hockey jersey at the concert?
I didn't purchase one.
Oh, you were presented one?
It was given to me for being the number one Celine Dion fan.
Celine Dion hockey jersey.
Yeah.
That's
like,
just not a good gift.
You were given one, Mike?
Yeah.
Will you wear it?
No.
Like to a guy's night out, maybe?
Yeah, come on, guy's night out.
Maybe to a guy's night out.
There is such a thing as a Celine Dion hockey jersey.
Is it pink?
No, it's a Montreal Canadiens jersey.
But it has Celine Dion on the
yes.
back of it?
Yes.
I don't get it.
She's a big fan.
And she sells awesome. Those at her show?
No, she doesn't.
It was specially made for you?
Appears so.
Out to the fan club.
What number?
One, I believe.
Yeah, that's right.
One in your heart.
And Paul Reiser is 55, Gordon.
Paul Reiser?
Yes, one Paul of your, Reiser, the star of Diner.
Your comedy leaders. Now here's Spares.
Somebody go! Somebody go! Somebody go! God almighty!
I'm sure everybody knows I'm still hanging around Dallas a little bit.
Mr. Dan, I have a birthday before we get to this, if you wouldn't mind.
Whoa.
I know I'm a little late here, Pat, but would you mind?
I think I've you know what? With the whole Celine Dion thing.
Called back to the dugout here.
Yeah, yeah. You have been, but
okay.
You'll be sent back out. Today, the birthday of Glenn Kramer. Also, the birthday of Joe Skipper. Back to you, Dan.
All right, now back to Bob.
Boy, they bought minimum packages, huh?
Lomas Brown, 49.
Yeah, a little light today.
Detroit. Tried to upsell him. Couldn't get it done. Paul Henderson, 63. You may know him as the star of the Summit Series of 72, where he scored the goal heard round the world. LaRue Martin, 62, Mike.
Martin, Donald.
Yes, the Portland Trailblazers big draftee.
Not the right one.
Big Mama's house.
And this explains Corby's absence. It is Joey Sindelar's 54th birthday.
Oh,
Corby
no.
has vowed never to work on his birthday, so he's off.
He's a golfer.
Trying to golf.
Also, this weekend, how old are you if you were born in 1980?
32.
32.
Sorry.
All right, Michael Ryder. Is whatever you would be if you were born in 1980.
Should be.
Of the Dallas Stars, Bob.
I won't deny it.
What's he got, 35 now, Dan?
I'm Michael Ryder. You don't want up with me.
Born on this day now,
so
dead.
I'm thinking he's not great, huh?
He's had one heck of a season, Mike. You got to give him that, don't you?
Yeah, give it to him, Mike. Come on.
Come on,
do
Mike.
It next
Mike.
Give
Mike.
It to him. You got
Mike.
Plenty.
Come
Mike.
On, man.
Mike.
Oh, all right.
Mike. Mike.
All right.
Mike.
The great
Mike.
Michael Ryder.
Do you know with a goal tonight, the birthday boy could go to top five in the NHL in goals, Mike?
Come on, Mike.
Mike.
Wow.
Come on, Mike.
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 Pretty awesome.
Mike.
Mike.
Shoopy.
Jeez.
Is he known as Shoopy in the room?
I don't think so. He'd probably be quite confused if you start calling him Shoopy.
Thanks for the laughs, Groups.
Born on this day, now dead, Vincent Van Gogh.
What?
Dead
the
on this day.
Of the Thriller.
Still dead.
That's Vincent Price.
Oh.
James Cagney.
You see? I graduated high school with Mike Rennie, you see?
Tyler?
Oh, you dirty man.
That's it?
Wait. I didn't ask for that.
Let's go!
I would like Tyler, please.
Wow.
Uh-oh.
Back What's in your place, on? Groups.
Mm-hmm. We need Tyler to
Groups.
Say goodbye,
what's
and then we play a little music. What's
play
up with
Groups? Play the drum you want, you dirty college
kid. He has STD.
I think he's trying to...
Oh, you must be so smart, because you're going to college now. Book learning.
Better than us. All right.
I know how to run this thing, because I'm going to college.
Oh, I'm
going to
come back and be your boss.
I have
okay.
a syllabus.
Hey, look
go
at
your
my
ivory tower.
Look at my fancy syllabus.
Oh, look at me.
I'll be playing
in
this
college.
In a Zoom meeting in 2 years. Hey, remember when you guys thought this was funny? Gonna fire y'all.
Where's Tyler?
Trail off.
He's not there.
Exactly.
Are you trying to help
so
your
somehow,
successor?
So what do we think that the
so
bubonic
Jake's gonna look
plague
really good in about a week, huh?
Actually did to the population in the Middle Ages? You agree that it decimated the population, don't you, boy in the front row?
Exactly. I mean...
Man in the leprechaun costume in the front row.
You with the bling-bling shirt.
You there at the end of the rainbow.
They're magically delicious.
Five, celebrating your Irish heritage.
Stand up, son. What's your
three,
name?
You
I
with
am
the
standing,
zing,
sir.
You with the zinc on your nose.
Shut it down! Let's go!
Home.
8:32 is our time. 32 minutes past 3 p.m. Central Daylight Time, according to the Tower of the Friendly Mercantile. The Tuners on America's favorite radio station, Sports Radio 1310, the Ticket Sports. Warmest greetings, tickheads and ticket chicks. It is Friday, the 30th of March. Time to heave to, trice up, mill about smartly throughout the premises, making certain every radio in sight is set to America's favorite station for music and news, and then doing whatever you must to ensure that this remains the case in perpetuity. This is Mike Reiner, legendary reporter, reporting today from Prime Bar. Alongside the Knock City Knocker, the Terlingua Comic, Black Dan Bloodcock, Time Walker, the Great Beast, and his natural habitat is all set to go with that ticket ticker. At the helm, Shoopy, Alexis, the sun goddess of Trafico Trafico, will be along in just a bit. And I'll be here. But right now, let's say hello to today's very, very special guest, because the Cobra is not with us. Just could not see fit to work for 3 days this week due to the wedding of some distant relative, although we all know what's really at the heart of this, and that is golf. He loves golf. He will do anything he can to get out of work and play golf. But in his stead today, we are joined by none other than the great Gordo, G. Gordon Keith.
Ah, yes.
Of that Dunham and Miller morning program.
Indeed. Aren't we tired of this song? Isn't it time to retire this one?
Man, I'd never get tired of hearing this.
Really? I think I need clown music or something.
This is some of his best work.
Who, the Danny? Was this Danny that did this one?
Yes.
This is terrible.
This is not only Danny. This is Danny and Lake Highlands.
Right.
It sounds like Korn.
Now, is this song on Too Much Living?
It's a bonus track.
You need to do a country version.
You buy it on iTunes and you get this added on.
That's nice.
Why is it that every song that I did back then, I had to slow down the voice at one point? Everything. The Ken Hitchcock theme. Others.
Okay. You had to come up with a cartoon voice.
Yeah.
Everything had to get real deep for a second.
And then you did the old Paul McCartney phone voice.
Yeah. We just turn up the mids real loud.
Right.
People don't know what that is because we're musicians, Gordon.
That's right, and that means we're better than everyone else.
Right. We're here to judge you.
That's going to kind of be the central theme of the show today, just how much better we are than everybody else.
Musicians.
We read books and look at paintings.
Yes, yes, yes.
And that makes us better.
That's right.
We're going to a little place called heaven when we die.
Well, we are out today at Prime Bar. Prime Bar, located on...
where are my copy points?
Where is this?
Irwin, what are we doing?
Is this Cedar Springs?
Yes, okay. It's Cedar Springs.
Don't worry.
I got turned around on the way over here.
Hell, we worked there for 15 years.
Yeah, I know, but I never noticed this place.
I never learned north.
I don't think this place has... Yeah, I have no true north.
You don't?
No.
Are you like... You know, I don't think... come here, ma'am. Come over here. Uh-oh. Do we have a microphone for her?
Here we go.
I get so nervous.
No, don't be nervous. Don't be nervous. Step over here.
This will be easy.
Okay. We don't have a microphone set up, Tony? What the hell are you doing?
Okay, well, we're going to need that, Tony.
What's your name, ma'am?
Sophia.
Sophia?
Yeah.
How old are you, Sophia?
I'm 22.
22. Wow, look at that, Mike.
Oh, my gosh.
You could have been an issue of his loins.
Really?
No.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How old are you?
No. Old enough for anything you might have in mind.
Oh, no. Gross.
I would have to lower you down on me with a series of harnesses. Wink. So, Sophia, right?
Right.
And I forgot what I was going to ask. Oh, you're a girl, right? Okay.
Where are you from?
I'm from Dallas.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, could you point
to north for us.
North.
Do you know which way north is?
It could be that way.
Is that right, Mike?
I don't know. I don't have any idea.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure because I go.
We're going to take his word for it?
Yeah, it is.
You think it's that way, huh?
Yes.
Yeah.
More than positive.
Yeah.
You're pretty positive of this.
Right.
All right, let me ask you another question that we've been asking women lately.
Okay.
If you were traveling 80 miles per hour,
okay,
how long would it take you to go 80 miles?
In my car?
Yes, in your car.
From 0 to 80?
You're traveling at a constant rate of speed.
Oh, okay, then 80.
Take you 80, what, hours, 80
no,
minutes?
I don't know, 60 seconds.
60 seconds?
Yeah.
If you're traveling 80 miles per hour, how long does it take you
80
to
80 miles per hour, yeah. I don't know.
Okay, let me repeat the question, Sophia. If you're traveling 80 miles per hour,
okay,
how long would it take you to go 80 miles?
An hour.
Yeah.
There you go.
Woo!
There you
What's
go.
What's up, Mensa? So you went...
These girls here at Pine Bar like to party, guys.
The original answer was 60 seconds.
I was thinking from 0 to 80. That's why. I had to clarify that for me.
Okay. Thank you, Sophie. Do you have a boyfriend?
No, I do not.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
You were totally without man, huh?
Without man.
Dating anybody?
Yes.
Look at her body, Mike.
Yes.
I noticed you were already doing that.
I
didn't really need you to correct you.
Bottom.
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 Yes.
Yeah, don't worry about that.
Oh, okay.
Don't worry about that.
Okay.
How long have you been working here at Prime Bar?
I think it's been a good two weeks.
Mike is picking up on her. Let's listen in.
Well, you're way out of my demographic. I'm done with you.
Oh.
Wow.
No pickup line?
How old is your mother?
She's about 56.
Oh, my.
Bring her up here today.
I'll tear her up. I'm looking for some action. All right. Thank you. Would you like Mike to drop his jeans and show you the Brillo pad?
I'm good. I got to serve food today.
Oh, you got to leave?
No.
Okay. All right.
We're grooming that area these days, sir.
Are you manscaping, Mike?
Yuck.
He's shaving off his nethers.
What?
It makes it look bigger.
Yeah, it does.
It makes it look bigger?
It helps.
Really?
Yeah. I need all the help I can get. This is really not that funny.
Can you imagine what it looks like when he's done manscaping, Sophia? That's your name, right?
Yeah.
Put on the headset. We're on the air right now. Look like Santa Claus' beard got caught in a ceiling fan.
Really?
Just torn to pieces. And.
That is gross.
Yeah, that's what my penis would look like, too.
Michael!
Oh, my gosh. Do you want to imagine his penis?
Stop saying that.
Little wrinkled, dehydrated maggot just laying there.
Stop saying that.
Okay. All right, thank you, Sophia. Thank you.
All right, there is Sophia. We found out that she knows which way north is.
A wrinkled, dehydrated maggot.
She's kind of real white, looks almost translucent.
Like an old piece of dog poop.
I'd argue, but that's not too far from the truth.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hadn't seen the sun in a while?
Piece of
chalk? No, not in a while. Let's see.
Do your balls hang low? Do you swing them to and fro?
Can you tie them in a knot? Can you tie them in a bow?
When you walk around naked, do you just take your balls and kind of just sling them up over your shoulder just to get them out of the way?
Like a continental soldier? Oh, man.
Okay.
What's up, Marconi?
Are we on the air now?
Nope.
We're not.
When we're in break.
We're not. We went away a good 3 minutes ago. Nobody heard any of that.
Hey, it's Friday. Who cares? We're going to let it all hang out.
That's right.
Including your shaved gray balls.
Yep. We're going to have some Mavs talk.
Meh.
About their game last night at 4:10. At 4:30, Jake Z will bring us entertainment news. I'm very excited about his work this week.
I am too.
At 5:10, douchebag talk.
Whoa.
At 5:50, there is male homosexual blackmail going on in the world of baseball these days, it
Always
seems.
Fun.
Jake Z will be back with Community Quick Hits at 6:10, and the concert calendar will wrap things up at 6:30. So, Pod Wright, squeal them around. It is 3:42 here on the ticket.
What What's on Mike's mind today? What's on Mike's mind? Everybody wants to know just what is on Mike's mind. Let's all gather around the fire and open up a bottle of wine. Cause everybody wants to know just what is on Mike's mind.
Jeez, what a waste of time.
Totally. Thank you. Shoopy, anybody being leveraged here?
Autoflex, Shoopy.
All right.
Hello.
Let's see. We see today that the Cincinnati Bengals are back in the news once again. They, of course, the cheerleading squad of the Cincinnati Bengals. And they were in the news a few weeks ago. I don't know if you saw this, Gordo, but as things turn out, they harbor the NFL's oldest cheerleader.
Yeah, is she in her 50s?
Yeah, she's 55, I believe.
Ah, that's older than Sophia's mama.
Yes, it is. And she made their squad, and she's making big news because she is in her 50s and still fit and into it enough to be an NFL cheerleader. Well, now it seems as though another who is no longer on the squad is in the news. This is a 26-year-old whose real job was as a high school teacher. But she has been fired from both job and squad for having a sexual relationship with a student while a teacher at a local high school. She has been indicted for this. Now, these stories seem to come up more and more these days, Gordon.
Yeah, they do, and I don't know whether... I think women just feel more liberated, and I think women's pants are going crazier today than they've ever gone in the history of vaginas. And I'm not exactly sure why, but I have a few theories.
Well, let's hear them.
I think... Are you still laughing at the word vagina, ma'am? God. How old are you, by the way?
21.
21? Oh, my
God.
So
young.
We're all the 40-year-olds.
Mm. How old's your mom?
41.
Whoa. You wanted the 41-year-olds?
Here we go.
Yep, here she is, Daddy.
There we go.
Not interested.
What? Ooh, okay. Yeah, now this is a... I actually have a personal story about this, Mike, if you'll allow me. I know a guy who told me the story, like... honestly and in confidence, that he had
relations
with a teacher when he was in, I believe, junior high.
Yeah.
A hot female teacher. So, and this is when I was growing up, so this was in the late 50s. So it went on a while ago, too. This is not just a new thing. I just think now we're just hearing about it.
Mm-hmm.
Based on my one episode, I'm assuming it was just as widespread back then as it is now.
When did this guy tell you this? A long time ago, or has this been recent, or what?
No, he told me it in high school.
Oh, okay.
And apparently it was known by his friends and that sort of thing. Now, the woman, they never got busted, and she never got fired or anything. But they used to go to her car during lunch and things like this, and he would be allowed access... To that area, whenever she wanted to experience the sensation of a battering ram on the cervix.
Jeez.
Well, I'm trying to talk around it, Danny.
No, you're not.
I think you're doing a good job.
Well, it's harsh to say that they had sex. So
I think you're doing a good job of it. Go ahead.
George would not put up with this.
Moisten the carrot. Okay, well, good. So, yeah, so they...
Anytime he wanted to moisten the carrot, what happened?
What? So it happened back then, but, yeah, we're getting more and more reports of it. But I tell you, I think it's strange that we do hear about it so often, and you don't hear about the male teacher quite as much as you used to. Have we somehow raised such awareness of that men aren't doing that with female students near as much as they used to?
I don't know. I bet it's been going on with them, the male-female student thing, about as often as ever. But now, you're right. We seem to be hearing more about this type of thing.
Okay. When you were in school, was there any rumors of a of a girl and a teacher?
There were rumors of both a girl and a teacher. In fact, the girl married the teacher, as things turned out.
So that rumor was extensively confirmed at the wedding ceremony.
Right. Right, that was confirmed. There was also the rumor of male student, female teacher as well.
Male student, female teacher.
Yeah.
All right.
There was, so...
Did you ever screw around with any of your teachers?
No.
Took why, a while, why are you giving me the wave-off signal
you
here?
Took a while to answer.
The wave-off signal.
The... You know,
I couldn't even get any girls to even dance with me, let alone teachers to fool around with me.
Really?
Yeah.
They didn't want the shriveled worm?
No. No, that was out of the question.
Now, I had an experience.
Later on, they probably would have been interested in the Big 11, but that was back then.
What's the Big 11?
Go ahead.
One inch and 1 centimeter?
Your experience?
I had an experience with the... and I told it on the air, and that's the only reason I would share it now, because it's already on record, with a college female professor. There was a slight experience there.
Was there slight?
Now? Yeah.
Dippage?
Bottom.
What's that?
Dippage?
Was What's there, going on?
Was there dippage?
What's up?
You heard me.
And, and the strange thing is, I believe it was around last year.
Mm-hmm.
I decided to contact her.
Why?
To see if she had found another guy that could do the trick that I could do to her. Anyway, so I tracked down her family members.
Right.
She's no longer walking the earth, Mike.
You killed her?
Whatever I gave her...
So that was the trick you did,
whatever,
huh?
I gave her that summer proved to be fatal. So...
A strangling?
No. Although she was kind of into that.
Light choking?
A little light choking? Little,
mm-hmm. little well, this girl has been indicted on charges of first-degree sexual abuse and a charge of unlawful use of electronic means to induce a minor to engage in sexual or... other prohibited acts, felonies,
indeed,
punishable by up to 5 years in prison.
Mm. So I think that what matters, though, is, you know, I'm always kind of bothered by these laws that say that even if a student is 18 years of age, if he's of majority age, that he still can't have a relationship with the teacher. I would say once you become an adult, doesn't that make it, you know, that's your business now.
That's what I would think, but... Apparently the...
Does it give an age for this guy?
No. It mentions nothing about the student.
Hmm.
But she is 26.
Mm. I want to say that I heard that this guy was like 15.
Oh, really?
And now I may be talking out of your rectum on this, Mike. But I heard that... I think I heard that he was 15. That's too young.
Yeah.
If you're going to commit a felony with someone that's...
Yeah, if you're going to commit a felony... That's the way to go.
What about Irwin? You had any teacher? No?
Come on now. Come on.
No?
Probably
no.
Had three kids with one.
Yeah, that's the thing. Irwin, every time he has sex, he has a kid. It's unbelievable. He has... How many kids you got? Five.
He has sex hell every time he looks at a woman, he has a kid.
Right.
Luffy's very powerful.
Yes, so when he gets within a mile of a woman, she starts ovulating. And then as he just passes her, somehow his
airborne semen
does its work. He's very fertile, Irwin.
Break time.
Yes, and very accurate with it, too,
guess
it
who's,
seems.
Gordon.
Yeah.
Guess who's doing traffic today?
Not Alexis?
Nope.
Oh, are you
Doyle King?
Yes. Still alive?
Well,
still
hell,
alive.
Yeah. Man, what do you think? I died like that girl that you parked way back when?
Oh!
He's on fire already.
This is my favorite day ever.
It's the season of the ticket.
Wow. The ticket.
Wow. Take a break.
All right, 352 on the ticket. All right, we are making it happen out here at Prime Bar already today. It's tearing this place up. At Holt Chrysler Dodge and Jeep in Arlington tomorrow,
Steve Holt,
Cirque du Soleil will be out there. It's your chance to come see the world-famous Raminator. You can get up close and personal with the Raminator. The 2011 Monster Truck of the Year.
I could have used a Raminator on that teacher I was telling you about.
They will be there from noon until 2 tomorrow. This is your last chance for huge savings on 2012 Ram Cruise and heavy duty. So join the Soroy boys out there tomorrow. In just a minute, we will look back on the Mavericks in Miami last night as they get ready to take on the Orlando Magic tonight. But we have the great Gordo out here with us today. Very glad to have
him.
Hey,
America.
He's already destroyed the moral fabric of this show.
That has been you, my friend.
No, it hasn't been me.
I am dressed up, presentable, respectable. I'm wearing slacks and a button-down shirt. You're wearing a Pedo Bear T-shirt.
Yeah. A T-shirt that appears to be female reproductive parts.
Yeah, I don't...
Ovaries?
Yeah, I guess so. Do you know what Pedo Bear is?
No, I don't. What is it?
Well, it's kind of hard to describe, but...
Try.
Anytime there's like a story that smacks of
pedophilia,
you know, and things like that.
Why can't you just go ahead and say
it? It's just weird. Well, you say it.
Pedophilia.
Mark.
Good job, Shoopy.
That way, anytime we want to use that drop, hey, Mike, what's your favorite thing? We just play that.
Oh, fine. Everybody will know it's a drop.
No, they won't.
Yeah, they will.
Okay. But the shirt you're wearing looks like the cartoon character of Pedo Bear.
It kind of does.
And but then I was and I thought that's what it was. I thought you were wearing it ironically or something like this.
No,
a T-shirt of Pedo Bear.
There's no irony here.
That's the Dossal Bruin, isn't it, Mike?
Yes, it is.
And yes, then I see
it's the one thing I like about Chicago Cubs baseball. The Dossal Bruin.
And that's the thing that confused me, because I looked down there and I saw the Major League Baseball service mark up under it.
Yeah, I don't think that'd be
trademark
Pedo Bear.
So I was thinking, wow, that seems odd. I guess they're trying to get hip and get with the whole internet crowd and issuing a T-shirt of Pedo Bear.
I guarantee you there's a T-shirt of Pedo Bear out there.
Yeah, good Lord.
What?
The help is starting to arrive out here, Danny.
Excuse me, ma'am?
Oh, boy.
Do you have the time? 4:05, Mike. Mike was wondering what the time was.
I could care less about the time.
What'd you think about that, huh?
Yeah.
Whoa. Okay. All
right. I can do better.
Yeah. There's a reason I'm wearing a Pedo Bear T-shirt.
Anyway, what were we talking about?
Pedo Bear.
Yeah. So I'm dressed presentable, and I'm trying to look nice. I'm trying to dress for success today because, you know, I'm kind of trying out for the hard line today.
No, you're not trying out.
And I'm, you know, trying to get a new job.
You're just helping a brother out here.
There's a lot of tumult off the ticket.
There's
so
no tryout involved. There's no tumult.
Big shake up with Shoopy leaving, and so I'm just trying.
Now that has nothing to do with you.
Oh, it doesn't?
No.
Oh. So anyway, but before I showed up here at the Prime Bar, I went by a gas station. You know why I went by a gas station, Mike?
To acquire a beverage or perhaps fuel for your vehicle?
No, not that reason.
Cigarillos?
No, I don't use the Exxon as a bombing station the way you do, Mike.
Picked up some Swisher Sweets.
No, didn't get any Swisher Sweets.
Black and Milds.
No, look at me.
Eastwoods.
Do I look like a guy who would smoke Black and Milds?
Well, possible.
Why did your eyes cut over to Irwin? What's going on there? No,
because I know Bluebee has enjoyed a Black and Mild before, haven't you? See there?
I purchased these two sheets of paper you see here. These are tickets to tonight's big Mega Millions drawing. I threw $14 away on buying tickets to this deal. It's now at $600 million. $600 million. So I figure, what's that? It's more than that? $640? Why does the black guy know the exact lotto amount that's available tonight?
What's going because on he's that? Bloopy. That's the way he rolls.
Now, do you play the lottery first?
No, I never have. Not once.
Not interested at all?
No, never have.
See, I think it's kind of fun, right?
The only time I pay attention to the lottery is when I'm having to wait at 7-Elevens or Raceways or Quick Trips for people to buy their tickets in front of me.
And kind of describe the people in front of you.
They are usually short, portly, and poor.
Wow. How do you know that they're poor?
Often missing a limb.
Right.
You know, I did see this as I pulled up to the gas station where I purchased these. Parked out front, right by the door, was a mechanical wheelchair. And somebody had gotten out of the whatever the hover round that he was riding around in and went in there to go buy his lottery tickets.
They're almost without fail missing at least a tooth. And usually something more significant.
On up to appendages.
Yes.
Yeah. So, but I was dressed in this suit, and there were several other people that were dressed in suits that were.
Suit.
You can just put that right here, sweetheart. Thank
we have
you.
Another name for that
what
on
is
this
that?
Show.
What?
Suit.
Yeah.
Suit.
That?
Yeah.
You're referring to the girl?
No.
Oh, my outfit?
Your attire.
So there were other people who were dressed up nicely who were buying lottery tickets, too, because they want a part of this.
Gordon doesn't listen to the hard line. He doesn't know the inside jokes.
Suit.
I'm too busy listening to or reading transcripts of my favorite NPR shows at the time that the hard line's on.
Yeah.
You know, I've tried to listen
to you. I know it's inconvenient for you.
I've tried to listen to y'all's show, but it's too vulgar. And you know, it's not for
right,
me. It's not
right.
for me. And I don't begrudge you, but it just...
It's sort of abrasive to your sensibilities.
It is, a little bit. So I'm participating in this lottery, but I have some lottery statistics for you. Your chances of winning this thing are absolutely horrible. yet they say, although there's this news article that I have right here, it says that there is a 95% chance that someone will win the Mega Millions jackpot tonight. So I'm looking at that thinking, that's pretty good odds for me.
Yeah, but it's like 1 in 100.
95%.
That someone will win.
Yes. Well, I'm someone.
Yeah. You're someone, but then when you start narrowing down the someones.
Well, how many someones are there in Dallas-Fort Worth? Me, John McKay.
Now, there's a few more.
I guess you guys, you
there's
know.
There's a few more.
There's but like people in the sales department right now I saw earlier. You can count them.
They're nobodies. They're nobodies. Mm-hmm. So I have some things here that you have a better chance at these things than winning the lottery, which is, I think, 1 in 175 million chance. You have a 1 in a million chance of getting hit by lightning, according to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration.
It almost happened to Dunham and Miller.
Yeah, the Dunham Miller Open. The Earth getting wiped out by an asteroid, the chances are 1 in a few million of that happening.
Yeah, that's pretty narrow.
Getting a royal flush in a 5-card draw, your chance of that is 1 in 650,000. Much better than tonight's Mega Millions that I wasted $14 on, now that I think about it. And so did everyone else in line. Everyone else in line with me went up and said, I want 5 quick picks on the Mega Millions, and give me some of those Black and Milds over there.
Is that what you did, too? Did you go for the Black and Mild?
No. I said, what's the most expensive cigar you have there? Yeah, I did. And that's unfortunate, Mike.
Did you have a Cigarillo?
No, I never smoked Cigarillos.
Cloves?
Did you enjoy a Swisher Sweet?
Yes, I have smoked a Swisher Sweet before. I don't know that
I've
ever smoked...
You don't enjoy a good cigar?
No, not really.
Ever?
No, it makes your mouth taste like donkey ass for the next 3 days. It's horrible.
It's not that bad.
It stays with you. You cannot brush the taste of a cigar.
Yeah,
out of your
but
mouth.
It reminds you of what a good time you had while you were enjoying that cigar.
It doesn't.
Cigar.
It doesn't. I wake up the next morning because invariably I have drinks with cigars. Wake up the next morning and think, man, I must have put my mouth in a donkey's ass.
It's not such a bad thing.
Anyway, so by Monday morning, I may roll up in a diamond-encrusted Rolls Royce if I win this
game. I don't think you will. What happens to this money if nobody wins it? Do they just keep it?
Goes back to Jesus.
Or?
Goes back to Jesus and rolls over.
No, they add to the pot.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
When are they going to do it again? What's the next big drawing?
Next time.
The next big lottery
drawing.
Yeah,
next time. That's when it's scheduled for.
No, you need to roll up in a peppercorn-encrusted Cadillac.
That's right. Sponsored by JR's.
Or Texas Land and Cattle.
Preferably Texas Land and Cattle.
Hey, you know, I know we're up against it here.
Where everything is peppercorn encrusted.
But we had a guy who worked up at our stations. Wasn't on the ticket.
Dan Bennett.
It wasn't Dan Bennett. Do you remember the story, Mike, about him almost winning the lottery?
No, I don't think I do.
Yeah, this is like kind of a famous behind-the-scenes story of the ticket. He worked at one of our sister stations. And his job, he and his wife played the lottery all the time. They had their set numbers and they played it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And the jackpot had gotten up pretty high. I want to say it was like $100 million or something like that, around that figure. And he's supposed to get it every Wednesday. And they come home that night and they sit down for the lottery drawing. And the numbers come up, they play the same numbers. They read out the numbers. They're sitting on the couch. Wife goes freaking nuts, goes crazy. And our coworker, his face turns white. He sinks down on the couch and realized that he had forgotten to buy that lottery ticket on his way home from work.
I bet
his normal routine. He'd got held after work or something like this.
I bet they're no longer together. She never forgot.
I bet they're not.
You know who it was? Here, take off your headset.
Junior Miller.
Yeah. Was it Spicoli?
I did not know that.
And he was sick about it. And he came in and to, I think, Big Dan Bennett's office and shut the door and like, it was crying, you know, so upset that this has happened to him. And he wanted to, I think, take the day off or something like that.
I never heard that before.
Yeah.
Wow. Damn.
It was their numbers that they had played for the past 10 years.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
Amazing story.
Not going to happen to me tonight.
All right, up next.
Kiss my ass, America.
A little bit of Mavericks talk about what went on in Miami last night. It might go on in Orlando tonight. Good afternoon. Jake Z will be along with entertainment news here in just a bit. We're out at Prime Bar today, which is on Cedar Springs near Ruth and Fairmont.
Hey, guys.
Over here in the very trendy uptown area.
Hi, Ruth.
We have the great Gordo out here with us today.
Yeah.
And we're enjoying his work so far. We do need a little commentary on the little Mavericks.
Indeed.
Before we move on here.
I don't know. I'm getting a lot of tweets saying no sports today. They don't want to hear us talking sports.
Well, I want to talk sports, though.
Ooh, we got a fight on our hands.
Sounds
here.
Like a whiskey war.
No, it's not a whiskey war. It's a sports war.
All right.
I've met you in the post.
Boy, that is hitting the post. All right. I bet Danny never thought he would be delivering a 40-liner over one of his own songs, but here he is.
He requested this.
This is stupid.
No, please. You begged him.
You demanded that we play this.
Hey, man, you guys are all going to rot in hell for lying.
Give me something, man. I just need
something in my life right now. Things are going real good.
Need something in my life.
All right, come to the Hard Rock Cafe located. Turn that down.
Come on, everybody sing along.
Come in to the Hard Rock Cafe located in Victory Park tonight at 6:30 p.m. for the official Dallas Mavericks watch party versus the Orlando Magic. While you're there, you can register to win an all-expenses-paid trip to London.
He's being sarcastic.
Fans will also have the chance to win Mavs tickets, autograph prizes, and more. Go to Mavs.com/hardrock for more information.
If I were the Ticket radio consumer, I would feel totally shortchanged by the way that liner was delivered.
Yes. Do you ever feel like you've been cheated?
Yes, now I do.
Oh my.
But right now, it's time to stop down for a little bit of...
Entertainment, entertainment, entertainment news for you.
And this is brought to you by...
Autoflex and All-Pro Foundation Repair.
So, once we get a little flashlight going here, step inside the Copenhagen room and let's say hello to the great Jake Z.
Gentlemen.
Yeah.
Jake.
How are we?
Good. How are we?
Fantastic.
All right.
Let's kick this thing off with a story about one Keith Olbermann, who hosted the program Countdown on MSNBC from back in 2003 to January of 2011. And you may remember that he took this program of the same name to a channel called Current TV.
Yes.
Sometime last year.
Right.
I think June of last year. And as of today, he has been fired by Current.
Ooh. Well, it keeps a streak going of being fired by everybody he works for.
Even to make it a year.
Yeah, you guys think I'm impossible to work with.
I have heard that he is the most insufferable.
Yeah, he seems to rub a lot of people the wrong way, but I read that book, Those Guys Have All the Fun.
Yes.
About the startup of ESPN.
Mm-hmm.
And while he is certainly eccentric and certainly an odd duck and probably a little rough around the edges and doesn't always play his politics right, he doesn't seem like he's just flat out awful. And he's so great on the air that I don't know if the stuff that they talk about that he did was really fireable, but they fired him.
Well, now, the things I've heard about him is that he really is like a grade-A weirdo jerk. Like, he's a jerk to... Now, and I probably read some disgruntled
staffers
employee.
And stuff like that.
And you know, always...
he doesn't come off that bad. And there are a lot of people up there who have good things to say about him.
Yeah, and that, you know what? Seriously, that's what warns me about any of those negative... you know, staffer accounts, is that every human being, it seems like there's wild interpretations of them. Like, you could find someone who says that whoever, fill in famous person or notable person here, someone will say they're a jerk.
Sure.
Well, I don't think that's why he was fired by Current. You guys familiar with Current's bid at all?
No.
No, not
it's the
much.
Al Gore channel,
yeah, it's
right?
owned by Al Gore. I used to fly by it from time to time. It is a bunch of... bros and Van slip-ons espousing progressive viewpoints. It's not just left like MSNBC left. It's like anti-establishment, anti-corporate controlled media type left. So what's a better fit than a guy who has worked for massive corporately owned media companies for the past 30 years of his career? Like, why do you think that didn't work out?
Well, the thing about it is, though, he hates all that.
Well, he may hate it, but...
I thought he'd be a nice fit there.
I don't know. I think they're a little more, even a little more wild ass than he is.
Now, what's his bit? He has like crazy eyes and like his eyes don't move in tandem and he can't drive. You heard that?
I have heard that.
He doesn't drive.
He has a driver.
Yeah. Wow.
What about the eyes moving in concert?
I've never noticed that about him in particular. But I'm a big fan of his.
Like they're like a lizard.
Like those, remember those dinosaurs from that movie Caveman with Ringo Starr?
Which caveman?
No, the gay caveman.
Caveman 1 or 2?
No, Caveman 1, when they'd eat the peyote.
I heard about one of them.
Yeah. They'd eat the peyote berries and their eyes would just go all independent of one another.
I wish I had that superpower.
What?
To be a gay caveman?
Yeah, that you can move your eyes independently.
Oh, eat peyote berries like and maybe you will.
You can.
When you're sitting there with your girlfriend, mm-hmm. she's talking... You can keep one eye on her, yet when a new girl walks in, you just track her across the room with the other eye.
Like Marty Feldman?
And you're like, no, I'm listening. Look, I'm looking at you.
Well, they're planning to replace, I guess if he's to...
That would be great. You can have one eye on the cleave and one on the beeve.
Mike's looking at me weird. Is there somebody we know that has independent working eyes or something?
No, there isn't. Not that I know of.
Yeah, but as you're staring at her in the eye, meeting a new girl... The other one just tracks right down to the crevasse.
Yeah, I want to go back to what Danny just said about how that might work out.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Because that line got way glossed over.
What did I say?
The chaos and confusion.
You said one on the Cleave, one on the Beeve.
Yeah.
Which, oddly enough, Jerry Mather's character was Beeve Cleave. It's amazing.
How did they get away with that?
I don't know, but I'm looking at girls right now.
There's no hornier man at the radio station than GK.
Isn't it unbelievable?
You're amazing.
It's like I can be sitting talking about the most important thing in the world in my life, and some girl walks by, and all of a sudden I just start drooling from two areas.
And you don't get to hear it that often because the musers are usually in studio, but these afternoon Gordon appearances are particularly...
Man. Yeah, they're not really, you know, doing broadcasts from sports bars at 5:30
right,
in the morning.
Yeah, right.
See, they put me in basically a sensory deprivation chamber to get me focused on the microphone.
You're usually at a store that sells carpet.
What?
You know, like a flooring store.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a remote, and it went well. Everybody was happy.
Sounds like
Yeah, sure they were.
Sim Fighters.
Well, I guess their plan...
Yeah, hit me where it hurts, fine. Okay,
if Keith Olbermann's to establishment, they're replacing him with Elliot Spitzer.
What?
I don't get that.
Now, what kind of political bent is his?
He was a Democrat.
He was a Democrat.
Governor, right?
He was the star of the Emperor's Club. He's the Emperor's Club VIP star.
Oh, really?
Remember the girl?
Yeah, that's right.
No.
Was she, what was her name? Was it
Ashley Dupree? Yeah, Jenny Swallows. Ashley Dupree.
Oh.
I thought it was close.
The Spitzer Swallows affair.
I do think it's awesome how America will just forget stuff like that.
There's two guys with their lighters up here at the bar. That's it.
Yeah, we appreciate you, bro.
Boy, that guy's got sleeves. Look at that, Ryan.
Yeah, look at that.
Would you mess with him?
No, I wouldn't.
What about the girl with sleeves?
I'm cowering, hey, just watching him.
Don't wear a hoodie around that guy. Just warning.
It is kind of nice to know that you can get caught up in a prostitution scandal and still be employed.
Ugly in here. All right, I'm sorry, Jake. Go ahead. What were you saying?
No, I just mean, you know, if you're going to get caught up in a prostitution scandal, it's nice to know that you're still... With America's attention span, you're still highly employable.
Whore.
Yeah, and I think that's the thing, is you got to get back up on that whore as soon as possible.
Whore.
Horse.
Horse.
Sorry.
Whore.
That guy never missed a beat, though, man.
Well, he's back out there like the next week.
He lost it. Well, he didn't have to miss a beat. He had a girl with him.
He lost his political career, but the next thing you know, he's on TV.
He's heating up.
Thank you. Yeah, he got, did he resign or did they turn him out? I think he resigned, right?
Yeah, so to speak.
Yeah, they turned him out.
Wasn't there another, now he was the governor of New York, I'm sorry, yeah, I said New Jersey before.
You're thinking of McGreevy.
Who was with a gay man.
A gay caveman.
Even.
And in his,
you guys hear about the gay caveman?
His press conference.
By definition, if you're a caveman, you can't be gay, right? Because you love the cave.
Sorry.
So, no, but the McGreevy... The McGreevy, he had a press conference. You may remember this, Mike. He had a press conference in which he announced that he was resigning the governorship.
And standing right there.
And he made the announcement that,
I'm a proud gay American.
His wife is standing right next to him.
Why can't you just go ahead and say it?
Well, because I don't
know. Why do you have to talk like this?
I'm gay. But his
see, there's a proud gay American.
His rather attractive wife, which ironically she was Greek, and he was doing it that way.
Another Greek, yeah.
But she was standing right next to him. Huh. How do you have a press conference announcing that while your wife is just standing next to you?
I don't know. Can only imagine what.
No, I'm asking you. I need advice.
I can't help you.
Lead him in a direction.
Please. How to tackle this?
I can't.
He needs something in his life.
Some pretty tough nights around that house.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way they're still together. There's no way.
No, they did divorce later on, and I believe his gay lover was named Golan Sapel. I'm pretty sure that was the name.
Of course. Gordon remembers that.
Golan Sapel.
Yes, I still have my Golan Sapel pennant and pedo bear shirt.
Couldn't she just have said, screw you, I'm not coming to the press conference?
Yeah, and later on, I think she wrote a book about it.
About pedo bear?
No, not about pedo bear. But about McGreevy, and she said, you know, that she was just so shocked by it because she had just found out that her gay husband was gaying it up with gay men, like about a week before, and she said she was just so shell shocked.
No, screw it, I'll just show up.
Yeah, that she just stood there and smiled. And every once in a while in the press conference, she, as she was smiling, she would pull a .38 special up to her temple and then kind of contemplate it and then just lower it again, still smiling.
Been funny if she just butt-wired herself right there in front of everybody.
With the manila folder?
Yeah.
Butt-wired herself?
No, Bud Dwyer.
Oh, I thought you were saying some sort of protective
another
maneuver.
Two people with their lighters up moment right there, but I'm one of them.
That Bud, have you seen the Bud Dwyer video, Mike?
No.
You need to see it. It's funny.
Yeah. It'll really put you...
Email him the link, Gordon, and just put in the subject line like a message from your pastor.
Yeah, if anybody has the Bud Dwyer video, email it to Mike.
Yeah.
But give it a misleading title. Like, hey, funny baseball blooper.
Mommy boobs.
Yeah, funny baseball blooper doesn't do it. Put mommy got boobs.
And it's
got
to be right at the part where Bud Dwyer reaches in the manila envelope and pulls out the gun.
The subject line, like, interesting dinosaur facts.
Yeah, interesting dinosaur facts.
At least he was considerate, though.
Blood waterfall going off in the nose.
Oh, my God. I do think that he was, I remember something about that where he said something like, if you're going to be... If you're queasy, if you get queasy or something, leave the room.
Yeah, you think?
But I don't know that anybody was...
Nobody took him up on it.
No. They probably thought he was about to do a press conference on environmental waste or something like that.
Do you know what we're talking about, Mike?
About
the Bud Dwyer story, at least?
I don't think so.
He was a politician in, I want to say, Pennsylvania, and this was in the 80s. And he got indicted on...
falsely accused, too.
Yeah, you know, he was actually convicted.
Hurts to miss that one.
Well, falsely convicted.
Yes. He was convicted of, I want to say...
Some type of embezzlement.
Embezzlement, some sort of financial wrongdoing. And he holds this press conference after his sentencing, and everyone thinks he's going to announce his resignation and that.
Boy, was he.
But he starts the thing and gives kind of a little speech and then has a few envelopes that he hands to some trusted aides, and then he pulls out his manila folder from up under the podium, and he pulls out this big-ass .357.
Dude, this is like a Clint Eastwood gun.
Yeah. And he will start going, oh, Bud, no, Bud, what are you doing?
Bud. Oh, wait, yeah, I
hilarity ensued.
Yeah, I have seen that.
then the punchline.
Yeah, and then the punchline was when he did this. And, man, the guy had a family, and he didn't resign before.
So he fired the gun, and then the white flag came out, and he had a good laugh at everybody.
The flag said bang.
Yeah.
No, Mike?
No, his head exploded.
Yeah.
Yep, then he went to go meet Jesus.
I don't think they take those types.
They might.
I don't know.
That's what I was always told to discourage me from it as a youth.
Did you contemplate suicide a lot, Jake?
Yeah, but I was told God wouldn't take me.
I had to wait it out.
That always scared you off, huh?
Yeah, that did it.
That straightened you out.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to go kill myself. Let's not joke about it. Come on.
Yeah, 10 minutes in.
I can't do
this
a segment. I can't do a segment with Gordon and not bring up Bud Dwyer. I don't know why that
do
is.
Why do you always do this?
I don't know.
Because it will disturb me for the rest of the day. And I haven't seen that documentary. I think it just came out a year ago. And I heard it's pretty good. It's called like An Innocent Man or something like that.
Honest Man, The Life of Bud Dwyer.
Well, so they let Keith Olbermann go, and that's E-News.
Well, let's go back to Keith Olbermann's independently working eyes.
We have to go. When are we going to do a segment about that giant hot dog?
Next, maybe?
Talking about me?
Oh, yeah. All right. We would like to invite everybody out here today to Prime Bar on Cedar Springs, a little bit to the south or east.
What?
Or maybe north. I don't know.
North of
Fairmont.
Yeah, I think it's a little bit north.
Yeah, a little bit north of Fairmont.
Not
things
sure.
Things work at an angle over here.
It's filling up in here, Mike.
Yes, it is. This is a nice place. Our first time here, and honestly, I didn't even know this place was here. But
maybe the best burger that I've had in the last 3 years.
Well, I know this. It took him about 20 seconds to consume this. Why? And he followed it. He polished it off with coffee.
Well, is there something wrong with that?
That's so Mad Men. I have enchiladas and a coffee.
That's what I told Mike. It sounds very 1959 diner. You know?
Right.
I'll have a hamburger and a cup of coffee.
And a cherry pie.
Foster Wallace over here, Mike. Look at that guy.
Yes, look at him. Well, anyway, come on out here and hang out with us. I'm sure they have sports on tap here on the TVs in here, and there are many of them around. So if you're off into that, you like to come into places like this and sit around and watch sports, which you could be doing at home. They have that. They also have very, very comely waitresses in here, don't
they?
What?
What? What does that mean? What?
Very attractive waitresses, Gordon.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that's a little bit more radio friendly.
Thanks for the photo, Gordon.
What?
Really?
All right. Up next, douchebag talk here on the ticket.
Wow.
All right, we're really looking forward to the 5:30 segment because we do have wireless microphone capabilities here. A little bit of wireless fun may be in store for us all.
Sure.
About then.
Mm-hmm.
At 5:50, we'll do a story about male homosexual blackmail going on in the great game of baseball.
Black homosexual males.
No. Male homosexual blackmail.
Okay. All right, I think I got it.
Follow along.
I'd like to get it.
Community Quick Hits will be at 6:10. Jake Z will join us once again for that. But right now, time for douchebag talk. And with more on that, here's Danny.
No, this is Gordon's segment.
Wait a second.
You're the one that brought this up.
I pass it back to Mike then.
And I will flip it around to Danny.
And
with more on that.
With an Outside the Lines expose, here's Gordon.
I'm taking a good look and don't feel confident. Pass it off to Mike.
I'm taking a look around and I really don't have a read on this myself.
Look.
I bounced off my foot and went out of bounds.
Okay.
Sorry.
All right. Turnover. Roll the other station. Okay. I guess I'll get into it. Everyone, in order to be alive on this earth, you have to be real judgmental about other human beings who are alive on this earth, right?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that the lesson we've all learned? And everyone tries to really define themselves with the opinions and judgments that they have. Oh, I hate this band. Oh, I love this band. Oh, I wear this kind of clothing. Oh, look at what that guy's wearing. And we all do that all the time.
Right.
Constantly trying to define ourselves.
If somebody disagrees with you, you take real umbrage to this a lot of the time.
And one section of people that I know that the ticket has made fun of ad nauseum is the category of douchebags. We all make fun of
D-bags.
It's amazing that word has made its way into the that term has made its way into the common vernacular.
And now it's not considered an offensive term.
No, it describes a sect of society.
I mean,
there was a time when you heard that and you automatically thought of the red hot plastic hot water bottle.
Yeah, and grandma's shower.
Never really had any experience with that.
Well, I have.
You?
And don't tell us that you haven't.
You have personally handled your grandmother's douche.
Well, I haven't handled it, but I saw it. And I didn't know what it was for all those years.
I thought it was asked your grandmother?
I thought it was the hot water bottle.
I thought it was
a
bathtub pillow. Used to rest my head on it.
Really? I thought it was a canteen.
Well, the point is, it has made its way into common vernacular. And that's somewhat mystifying and amazing to me.
Well, this showering's making me thirsty.
Oh, this is convenient. I have a red bladder right here. Let's just drink out of this. Somebody have salad dressing in there? What does that taste?
Oh, boy.
Wow, I got actual moans from the bar here.
You got Lamar Odom'd.
Yeah, I did. So people have embraced this term now. It is in the. Is it redundant to say common vernacular?
No.
I thought vernacular meant kind of the vulgar tongue.
Well, vernacular can be specific to certain
idioms. Well, that would be jargon then.
Then maybe it is redundant.
Anyway, doesn't matter. So everyone uses this term, and people use it. Think about the adjective of douchey. I mean, people just throw that around.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
I think it's come to a point now where there's not all that much stigma behind it. You know, people go, we were hanging out at some douchey bar. People will admit to that.
Right.
And it's not that big a deal.
You may not be proud of it, but you do throw it out there.
Well, there's this other aspect of, we all make fun of the the guy in the Ed Hardy t-shirt in Uptown that, you know,
shaves his body and works out a lot.
Yeah, works out a lot.
And has
got him a nice tattoo somewhere.
A regret tattoo around his bicep.
And we all make fun of that guy. But in some sense,
he's winning.
Isn't that guy winning?
Yeah.
Because if you've seen the girls that hang around at ultra lounges and douche fest like that, you've seen some of those women. They're the cream of the crop. They're top shelf women. Now, you may think they look a little plastic and a little fake, and you like a girl who only shaves, you know, once a month up under her arms or whatever Danny's going for these days.
Hmm.
But those women are hot that the
douche man
hangs around with. So if he's getting the hottest...
Just say it.
He can't.
Because it'll be turned into a drop.
Oh. I've got a week left. I'm not pulling drops anymore. You're all good.
Yeah, you're right. You're the only one who actually does pull drops. So if that guy's getting the hottest women, and he's living in some really nice part of town...
Yeah, he probably does all right for himself.
And he's probably driving, one of the better cars out there that's made. But we're judging him harshly.
Yes.
That's his downside.
We're scornful of him, yet he appears, by the standards of most, to be pretty successful
right.
on a
Have
number
you ever
of fronts.
Thought about it? So, whoops.
Oh, we're having fun.
So, misfire. So if that's the lone...
Well, that's the work of a short-timer there.
If that's the...
What a lame duck board up he is.
If that's the lone downside, is that you have to suffer the judgment of the Pabst Blue Ribbon drinkers.
Yes. Or the hipster.
Yeah, the guys that
Same
read...
Same difference.
Guys that read books.
Well, I think you can read books and not be a hipster, right?
No, or is that I'm just saying that's why... You know, that's the big rub on those guys is, yeah, they're good looking and they're getting all the hot women, but they're, you know, mentally and intellectually vacant. And so are the women that they go after. But they don't care.
So would you rather be, let's say, dirt poor, living in a trailer?
Been there.
With an extra appendage, but you read a lot of books. Or would you rather be the guy who can be called a douche and gets all the hot women and drives a nice car and lives in a... decent part of town.
Give me douche.
Give me douche. Give me douche or give me death.
Mark, I think somehow you're mangling that Patrick Henry quote, but
I might be.
Is that you go to douche infested areas and you find women who look like they don't even need the product.
Hey, there are a lot of women who respond very favorably to this.
That's the thing, and that's what I don't get. You hear girls make fun of the douchey guys, yet they end up with those guys.
Yes.
How does that work?
Not only do they end up with those guys, you know, before they do end up with them, there's this whole process of seeking them out that take them to those kinds of places. And, you know, they spend a lot of time in that element.
Mm-hmm.
Like they troll through a goodly number of them before they wind up with the douchebag of choice.
When we were talking earlier in the meeting, it's like that this is such a common phrase and a common judgment that the guys that are dressing like that and doing all those things, they're aware that's what they are, yet they keep doing it. They don't care.
Well, they know they're winning.
That must be it, right?
They know they're douchey.
Yes, they know they're douchey. They also know they're winning. They know that they are getting whatever it is they want. If it's girls, they're getting girls.
Winning.
If it's, you know, a car, they got the nice ride.
Who's the biggest douchebag you know? Present company excluded. C.J. Wilson?
Probably.
Do you think he has a hard time getting girls?
No.
No. Did you see his girlfriend at spring training?
Yeah, did you see the girlfriend that we interviewed?
No. Gravy.
Yeah, we interviewed his girl. Corby interviewed his girlfriend at spring training.
She's from Brazil. She is supermodel for Victoria's Secret from Brazil.
Really?
Yeah, so he does all right. Say what you want to about him, and I know he's the enemy and everything like that, but...
But he does all right in the...
Just remember,
in the Volvo department?
Just remember, he in the Volvo department.
Oh, maybe he got it at Park Place Volvo.
That's a good place to get it.
Right. It's a good deal there. But he's winning. You know, he's getting what he wants out of this thing.
Winning.
just like all those guys are. So you can say what you want to about them, but remember, at the end of the day, it's very likely that at the very least they're getting what they want, and at best, they got the upper hand on you.
That's true. Now let's get back to you drinking out of your grandma's douchebag.
That's what you did, Gordy.
I never touched that
thing. I just used it as a pillow.
Well, if you didn't know what it was, then how did you know to stay away from it?
Well, it wasn't that I knew to stay away from it. It was more that I just never saw any real use that I might have for it.
I honest to God, and I'm going to admit this right here on the air now.
All right, here comes the fake voice again.
This is going to take courage.
I don't know what a douchebag looks like.
It's
I mean, other than that guy over there, I'm saying, the thing that you found in your grandmother's skirt or wherever you were looking.
It was hanging up on the towel rack in the bathtub.
Oh. So what does it look like?
That was a common place for him.
What does it look like?
Like a water bottle.
You haven't seen these ever?
Like the thing that you put ice in that you hold on your forehead?
Yeah, it looks like a red water bottle, but it's got a big long tube that comes out of it.
And it's a lot bigger. You're talking about the ice pack.
Okay.
This is a lot bigger.
Okay, this big red.
Yeah, it's considerably bigger. It's got a thin neck that the hose goes into. And
and so what do you do with it? I mean, like,
my butt.
No, I mean, like, so the tube is the thing that you use, and then the red bladder of water just hangs loose.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's about the size of it.
So then what is a look like?
That's it.
It's the same thing?
Yes. Sure.
So the same equipment performs both functions.
Right. It's sometimes known as the enema bag.
It flushes things out.
Well, why didn't enema bag catch on as a descriptor of Uptown Inhabitants?
Well,
start that trend.
That you're an e-bag?
Yeah.
I'm serious. I did a search for douchebag on Google Images so I could send you a picture of what a real one looks like, and it's nothing but dudes.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like going to be page 128 on image results.
Wow.
It's become replaced. I don't understand how did that become the term?
So the literal definition is now obsolete.
Yes, it truly is.
So, wow. But how was that one chosen to represent someone who is concerned with appearance both physically and monetarily? Why is that? Why is that the term?
I have no idea. Somebody had to come up with that and call them that once, right?
Yeah.
When you were looking at your grandmommy's enema bag, when you were playing with that,
I wasn't
tying it around your neck and slapping yourself in your Mike Reiner face with it.
I wasn't playing with it. I wasn't tying it around my neck. I left it alone. I never even touched the thing. There was something about it that told me that was...
Something about it said that it had magical properties and you couldn't handle the power of touching it?
No, something about it told me that it was not to be messed with.
Okay, so the first person who shows up at Prime Bar today and brings Mike a douchebag.
Don't bring it to me. I know what it looks like. Gordon's the one that doesn't know what it
Gordon
looks like.
Needs
bring
to
it
see
to
it.
Gordon.
Okay,
he needs it more than me.
Do women? I don't need it.
Yeah, you do.
No, you need it.
No, you need it.
You need it pretty bad now.
Hey, no.
And I'm going to give it to you.
I've seen it. Bring it to Gordon. Bring your douchebag out here to Gordon and let him see
stop
it.
Stop saying the term. So, do women still use those?
No, you buy them at the store now. They're disposable.
Yeah.
Summer's Eve.
Yeah, Summer's Eve. Remember the song?
Yeah, by Corby.
But, okay, I don't understand that exactly. Isn't that just a packet of something? It's like flavor crystals or something?
I think it's a packet of Lipton tea. And
not Crystal Light.
Well, but what's in the Summer's Eve? I've never seen what's in the Summer's Eve box.
No, I haven't either.
Just a bottle with an applicator.
I've never been curious about
fresh
that. I'm only
margarita.
Curious about where it goes.
Well, what's the applicator like? See, this ruins women for me. I mean, this place that I spend so much time chasing, I don't want to know that it has to get irrigated once or twice a day.
Oh,
I don't know if it happens once or twice a day.
All right, I found a picture.
Unless you work at the Bunny Ranch.
Well, so what? Okay, well, there's another question I have. How often does the irrigation have to take place?
I don't know. I've never delved into that.
You've never irrigated a woman?
No.
Oh my.
What?
Not like that, anyway.
Whoa. What the hell does that mean? So this is an antiquated piece of technology.
I performed a few external irrigations in my time.
I don't understand what that means.
God. He's been you've been watching too many videos on Mommy's Got Boobs, haven't you?
I can't believe that's a real website.
It is.
I brought that up in the pre-show meeting.
Hey, I don't know what
the latest front page, the splash page on Mommy's Got Boobs.
I don't know what you guys are talking about, but I do know this. We got some wireless fun on the way with the great Gordo next.
Hi, this is George DeJohn. We're talking.
Make it a point to check out that Dunham and Miller morning program. You must go home. Monday morning at 7:55 when they look back at the Final Four and ahead to the NCAA championship game. All right, well, we are here at Prime Bar today, and there are a lot of people out here that I would really, really enjoy meeting and talking to, but I'm shy.
Shoot.
However, the great Gordo is not. Not only is he not shy, he is hooked up with that wireless microphone.
Yes, Mike, I do have the wireless microphone, but I'm...
This allows him the capability of walking around and talking to whomever he wishes.
But I'm much shyer than you are, Mike.
I don't think so.
All right, here's the guy that looks like David Foster Wallace. Has anyone ever told you that before?
No, you're the first.
Oh, really? Do you know him?
I looked it up.
His fine work?
No, Infinite Jest.
Yeah, there you go. All right, good. Now, how old are you?
25.
Ooh, already that much hair loss, huh?
It's going.
Oh, no, that's a tough one. Yeah, you know Mike Reiner?
I've seen him before.
Are you aware of the ticket? Like, you know what the ticket is, or are you just coming here because you're a regular?
No. I love the ticket.
Okay. Thank you, sir. What's my name?
Gordo.
Very good. What's our engineer's name?
What?
Thank you for your time.
Hey, are you pregnant or just fat?
Excuse me, Danny? Let's talk to this girl here. Have you seen her, Mike? Here, come on over here, ma'am.
That's a very comely lass.
Stop using that adjective.
What, comely?
Yes. It's wrong.
No, that's good.
Here.
Very attractive.
Mike wants to meet you. What's your name?
Kristen.
Kristen. Yeah. Oh, you're getting a round of applause. How old are you, Kristen?
23.
Oh, my 23.
Gosh. Is that too old for you, Mike? He is wearing the Pedo Bear t-shirt. I don't know if you noticed that, ma'am.
Good. I like that.
And did you finish school already?
I'm still in school at North Texas.
At North Texas. What are you studying?
Radio, TV, film.
Oh, that's a mistake.
Well, Pat, perhaps you need someone like me to take you under his body and wing body, and teach you the ropes. That's what I call it.
Yeah, he'll show you the rope.
Yeah.
Ropes,
Mike.
Yeah.
What kind of radio, TV, or film do you want to do?
Sports broadcasting.
Wow, boy, Mike.
Sport.
This is, this man helped put together a sports radio station back in the day, so. He's the man to talk to.
I'm really not. You need to talk to him.
Why are you blushing?
I know.
You are. Yeah, it's pretty embarrassing.
Do you listen to the ticket?
I do. I'm a big P1.
You are? Could you name all the shows on the ticket?
I could. Do you want me to go for it?
Yes, please.
The Musers, Norm, Bad Radio, The Hardline.
It's pretty good, Mike.
All right.
She knows her stuff.
And yes, she does. Right?
Now, there's no way you're able to wear a bra with that dress. Am I correct?
I can't answer that.
You're not wearing one. That's okay, right?
I might be.
You are wearing one?
They make strapless bras.
They make strapless bras?
Yeah.
I always thought the women strapped those on. Okay, all right. There's nothing on the back, though. See? All right, is this your boyfriend over here, the guy who's looking at me with a murderous glare?
Yeah, that's him.
And how long have you been going out with him?
Too long.
That's a tough
one. Uh-oh, is this a tough night for you too?
How long have you been going out?
Almost a year. This is our second time around, though, so...
Second time around, so you broke up
for a while. That never works, sweetheart.
Yeah.
And you How long ago did you get back together?
Last summer.
Last summer. Why did you break up the first time?
He wasn't ready to commit.
Oh, that old chestnut. Oh, yeah. We love that one.
That's exactly what makes you think he will be now.
He still isn't, I don't think.
He's still not ready to commit?
I don't think so.
How old is he?
27.
He's a little older. Has he ever been married?
No.
Good. And do you know of any of his ex-girlfriends?
Yeah, I know some of them.
Do you know any of his children?
No.
Because Mike is wearing the Pedo Bear t-shirt.
I like that.
God, would you stop that? God.
I bet that dude was smashing everything while they were apart.
It's like early day, Gordo. He's just sticking us to death.
Do you know if he made sweet love to another woman while you were broken up?
He probably did.
Does that bother you at all?
No.
That he probably hadn't even washed down there by the time you guys reunited?
It's okay.
Okay. All right, fair enough. Let's go. What's his name?
Tanner.
Oh.
Hey, I'm Tanner.
God. His name is Tanner?
Yeah.
Did you hear our douchebag discussion earlier?
I told him. I was like, I think they just described you.
Oh no. You know, here's the thing about Kristen, Mike, and Kristen, you can correct my interpretation of this, but I think you're like a sweet kind of church-going girl. You grew up in church.
A little bit.
Oh, I was wrong on that. What denomination? What denomination were you?
Christian.
That's not really a denomination, but... Okay.
Baptist.
So you believe Jesus was the sweet Son of God?
Yes.
Died for your sins, that whole thing?
Yes.
And you don't believe in premarital sex?
Right.
Do you believe Jesus just left Chicago?
She has no idea what that reference is. Mike attempted that as sort of a hip, updated...
Yeah, hey, I like ZZ Top.
Kids like music, so... Throw this ZZ Top reference out.
From 1976.
So
74, actually.
Whatever.
Or 73.
It's even worse.
Mike wanted to know if you'd ever kissed a girl.
No, I have not.
Yeah, I told him that you hadn't.
Crossed my mind. No. I don't think of young girls like you doing stuff like that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Have you seen the... No, he doesn't. He doesn't think about young girls like you doing stuff like that. Did you hear what website Mike likes?
What is that?
Tell her, Mike.
I need to know.
Gordon brought it up. You tell her.
No, you can. It's okay. No, you have my permission to tell her.
I know I have your permission, but you brought it up, so you tell her.
Mommy'sGotBigBoobs.com.
Wow. Never been to that site.
He actually likes that.
Check it out.
I'll check it out.
Check it out.
All right, well, thanks for your time, Kristen.
Of
you can go
Thank you.
Sit next to
Tanner.
Douchebag McGillicuddy or whatever your name is.
When are you going to show her your ropes, Gordon?
What's that?
Nothing.
Yeah, when are you going to show her
Look
the rope?
That. See, I like that. She's wearing like a floor-length dress. Kind of a summer dress feel. Easy to rip off.
Let's find that waitress.
Which waitress? Why, you want something to eat?
Can I have my oatmeal now?
Where is she? I don't see her.
No, I'm not seeing her either, dang it.
You want to talk to Holly, the girl you were hitting on earlier?
No.
Oh, okay.
Not that
no,
one.
No. Still laying the groundwork on that one.
Talk to Holly,
the
sure.
The girl you were hitting on?
Sure.
Hey, Holly.
Hi.
How did you take one syllable and stretch it out into about 4 seconds there? How old are you, Holly?
It's none of your business.
Whoa!
40.
A difficult interview.
She's talking to you, Mike. Somehow.
I don't believe so.
I'm too old for Mike.
How old are you, Holly? It's okay. You can.
I'm 28.
There's nothing wrong. What's wrong with 28? Although your eggs are almost dried up, I'd get on that reproduction bandwagon here pretty soon. Have you been married, Holly?
I have not.
You have not? So you're single?
Are you anybody's baby mama?
No, I'm not.
Are you with man these days?
No, actually single for the first time in a long time.
Oh, we love that first time in a long time. So how long ago did you break up?
A few months ago.
Mm-hmm. And who broke up with whom?
It was mutual.
Don't you dare say it's mutual. Who broke up with whom?
I stormed out on a hungover Saturday morning.
Why did you storm out?
gosh.
It's okay. It's okay.
This isn't entertaining.
No, it's fine. It's fine. Just...
You're acting like we're on the couch right now and I need to pay you $100 an hour.
If we were on the couch right now, I wouldn't pay you that much.
He'd be paying you.
Yeah, so you stormed out. You had a fight. Why?
Really?
It's water under the bridge. It's okay. You can talk about it now.
It doesn't matter. It's over with and done with, and I'm...
Did he cheat on you?
No.
Did you cheat on him?
No, he probably did. I just don't know about it.
And how long were you with him?
2.5 years.
Ooh, that's a long time. That hurts. That hurts. Did you cry?
No.
You didn't? Because I can make you cry right now.
I bet you could.
All right, and Mike wants to know if you ever kissed a girl. I don't know why he's asking, but you ever kissed a girl?
On
I don't
purpose?
Want to know this. On I don't want do to know
mean?
This.
What do you mean on purpose? How do you accidentally kiss a girl?
Like maybe they take advantage of you and you've had too much to drink or something.
Oh, my God. Slow down and start from the beginning. Oh, gosh. Because I really want to time this one. All right, Holly. So you're... Do you have a website where guys can go see you and...
What?
And determine whether or not they want to ask you out or...
No, I mean, they can, like, check out my LinkedIn, but that's about as exciting as it gets.
LinkedIn?
I'd like to get my LinkedIn.
Hey, are you pregnant or just fat?
Danny, that's very rude. All right, Holly, thank you so much for being here. You're very cute. You got freckles, too. I don't know if you're wearing that.
I do. Thank you for reminding me. I'm naturally redheaded.
And you dyed it blonde.
Yeah.
That's very nice. She's very cute, Mike. You ought
to, certainly
is.
Look to your left.
What am I supposed to do? Oh, you want do me to get her over
no,
here?
No, there went our waitress that we were wondering about.
Where? I thought Irwin had her.
Are you
going to
order another hamburger?
I was wondering about another. But
well, which one?
She's back there right
well,
now.
Well, point out your victim. I can't tell which one you're...
At the register. At the register.
Oh, this is the one?
Yeah.
That's Sophia.
No. At the register
well,
back
who are you?
There.
Oh, okay. Yes. All right, come here. Get away from the prime bar system. Come here. What's your name?
Katie.
Katie. All right, Katie. Katie is a little short Katie. Brunette, and I'm having to run after her right now because Irwin's abducting her, it looks like. Katie, how tall are you?
5'2 on my good days.
5'2, Mike.
Is this a good day?
It's a great day.
Is it?
5'3, right. I guess then.
Now, Katie, how old are you?
30.
All right, so she's subtracting a couple years here. Let's do the math. Are you a little bit older?
No, I'm 30 years old.
Swear.
Swear to God.
To Jesus.
8/14/81.
Swear to Jesus.
Swear to Jesus.
In the manger.
In the manger.
His whole life in front of him.
His whole life in front of him.
Okay, all right. All right. Now, Mike is attracted to you, and I can see why. There's two main reasons.
I wonder what. Eyes.
Yeah, you have beautiful eyes.
Thank you.
And they're huge.
Perfect.
Now turn around and let's see that tattoo you got on your bag.
Where
oh,
is
look
it?
At that. She's got a couple of them, Gordon.
Well, now what is that? It's like a gunshot wound.
It's like a
something.
Jellyfish.
What is that thing?
It's a sunflower with bubbles.
A sunflower with bubbles.
I was 17. First tattoo ever.
You got any others that we don't see?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You do? Like on your inner thigh, it says over 1 million served, kind of a McDonald's thing.
How did you know? And I met you before.
No, Katie, that was just
you ever
a joke, Mike,
ticket?
Wanted to share.
What?
You ever listen to The Ticket? You know who we are? You don't know who that is?
No, I just moved here from Minnesota, guys.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
Minnesota?
Yeah, thank you for
you say,
that.
You say pop and all that kind of...
Yes, pop. Soda is soda water.
Oh,
pop is pop.
See, that accent is just such a chubby killer.
She doesn't have a real bad Minnesota accent, though.
No, it's not too bad.
Thank you.
It's not too bad. Are you trying to not have an accent?
No, not at all.
Are you from small town Minnesota?
Minneapolis.
Oh, Minneapolis.
Yeah, that's a real small town, Mike.
Yeah, it is.
Tiny.
Yeah, the Twin Cities.
Yes.
Speaking of twins.
Hey, now.
Your chest is big.
Yes, thank you, Mom and Dad. Yes, they are.
You named them Mom and Dad?
Yep, I did.
Did you inherit those from your mom?
No, her dad.
Mike wants to see a picture of your mom. Mike wants to know if your mom has a red bottle hanging in her shower.
Do not.
Take a break.
All right, well, Katie, thank you so much. And you want to give us a size on that just for the paperwork we got to fill out
later?
I'm
going to go for 36C. Boom.
That's not C. That's those are C?
No, no, no.
Those
she's
are 5'2".
C, C, C.
Yeah, okay.
C,
triple C's.
Yes.
All right, well, thank you, Katie, for your courage.
All right, a little wireless fun me. There with the great Gordon.
Thank you, America.
Up next.
Indifference. Indifference.
A tale of male homosexual blackmail in baseball. Yeah. We will have community quick hits with the great Jake Z coming up here in just a bit. First, though, last night this very bizarre story from baseball broke out. There's a fellow out there, one Christian Michael Bedard. Gordon.
Good to be with you.
No, you're not him.
Oh.
Who says, who is claiming that he was once the male homosexual lover of Twins pitcher Carl Pavano. He says that he and Pavano had a 3-year emotional and physical relationship 20 years ago. This man lives in Southington, Connecticut, and he is under investigation for demanding money for Pavano's family in exchange for not going public with his story. Now, he says that he has a book about this, all written and all ready to roll out. And he is blackmailing Pavano's sister. He told her, the only way your brother is getting out of this is with a heartfelt apology and a Navy Range Rover with tan leather. So that's, it's nice weird. To see he's got his accessories all picked out.
Yeah, he's already decided. Now, I read some of the excerpts of, I guess these were Facebook messages sent back and forth between the alleged gay lover and Pavano's sister.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And this, the messages make it sound like their affair was when they were teenagers.
That's pretty much the case. I think they were
like 14 and things like that.
Yeah. Yeah, the age of 14 is mentioned in here.
So, if this is true, it's pretty dang sorry, isn't it?
It doesn't sound like it's true, because wouldn't he stand to make a lot more money off of selling the book that would outvalue a Range Rover? Just saying.
Not necessarily, because he doesn't want to go through the hassle of the book, and he hasn't
written
one.
Well, apparently it's already written.
He hadn't written one.
Okay.
He's just saying that. And I think that was his plan all along. He was just going to say that he has this book and has a lot of interest, and then he gets his Range Rover and then goes away for 4 months until he runs out of money or something like that, and then he comes back for more.
But yes, they've been exchanging Facebook messages about this since 2007. Probably the most damning one for Pavano is that he writes, if your brother is having memory loss, remind him how I would sneaking in the window of what is now your grandmother's apartment every weekend. There's been a lot of grandparent talk on this show today.
Yeah, what was he sneaking in for? Steal the douchebag?
Just to borrow it. He was going to return it.
Mark that.
Turn it into an e-bag?
Or better yet, the time when I think we were 16 and went to Atlantic City the day after Christmas because your uncle was painting the condo there, and how we were laughing and psyched when your father told us we can take the bed. Ask him what big wheeling and SPing means. That might jog his memory.
Yeah, Mike. What are those things?
I wouldn't know. I wouldn't have any idea.
You get a Craigslist request seeking those certain things just a minute ago?
Actually, they were not seeking those things. They had their mind on other services.
Well, I noticed, Mike, you were on meatspin.com.
Meatspin.
See some big wheeling on that.
Yeah, maybe so. Well, I don't know what's going to come of this, but what if it's true? What if
it? Even if it's true, what's the? He's not alleging a crime, right?
No, there's no criminal activity here,
and there's no proof that it's true.
Nope.
So nothing can arrive from this.
It could go away without anything ever happening, conceivably. Mm-hmm.
I mean, does it change your mind of Pavano?
No. I mean, he's one of really few baseball players these days that goes with the mustache, which they tell me is common among the male homosexual.
Whoa.
They tell me that. I don't know.
You had one for 40 years, Michael.
That's right.
But I'm not a male homosexual, so I don't know.
I'm confused.
Well, why did you have one for that long if you weren't?
Because I liked it.
I don't know about that.
I think
you're using it as
straight
a
up.
Pudenda
straight up.
Tickler.
But there aren't many baseball players these days that just go with that. They have the goatee or, you know, the beard or something in tandem with it. But he is one of few who roll with that look these days.
Is he married? Do we know that?
I've never heard. Don't know. I don't know if he is or not. I've never really heard much about the guy.
So the alleged lover is also alleging racism too. So is he not of the same race?
The lover?
Yeah.
Appears to be. There he is, right there. He's blonde. Seems to be white.
Well,
he called
the sister a racist piece of ass. Mark.
I don't know. I don't know anything how that would fit into this story.
And I also don't understand.
Yeah, he calls them racist homophobes.
Yeah, and I also don't understand why he's saying that the only way Pavano can get out of this is with a heartfelt apology. Heartfelt apology for what? What did Pavano do wrong to this guy?
Well, they said it was a deep emotional relationship.
Well, so?
He broke up with him.
Yeah, he feels jilted.
I think he was jilted, but not... Not jilted.
When you jilt a guy, Gordon, you have to apologize to him.
Did you learn that the hard way?
That's what they tell me.
He learned that in college.
Did you learn that right before he shaved off the mustache?
No. That's what they tell me. I don't know that. That's just what I've heard.
They didn't say anything about him being married on his wiki page, but it's all just baseball.
Right.
Well, what if there is a male homosexual who comes out this year in baseball?
Why do you have to say male homosexual?
It's what he do.
What's the proper term for it?
It's just a gay guy.
All right, what if there's a gay guy out there in baseball that comes out this year?
Ooh, good for
I
him.
Wish that... Would that really be that big a deal now? Really?
Not to me, it wouldn't. Yeah. I mean, reading this story doesn't make me think any differently of Carl Pavano one way or the other. You know, he's probably going to be the Twins' opening day pitcher. When I think of Carl Pavano... I think probably the best pitcher the Twins have right now.
Man,
that's it.
That would not go over well in the clubhouses.
You don't think so?
No.
When they're looking for anything to bust the guy's balls about?
Yes. And all the athletic machismo that goes on in there.
I hate that. That's ridiculous.
I'm seeing Carl Pavano got married last month to a model friend, Alyssa Zandi.
Indeed.
Preemptive strike.
Indeed.
Yep, preemptive strike.
Breaking news, she's hot.
Really?
Well, I guarantee you, there is a male homosexual in baseball somewhere, and probably numerous ones.
All right, Mike, if some guy came around and said, approached your sister with some Facebook messages and said, I have a book about Mike Reiner that I'm ready to release all over the public's face, and unless you give him a heartfelt apology and a Range Rover...
Or a Range Rover.
Range Rover. How about that?
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Would you capitulate? Appease him?
I'd be at the dealership tomorrow.
You'd give old...
Yeah.
Because you don't want his tale of sneaking in your grandma's window and... Taking turns on the e-bag.
If I thought that it was in my best interest...
You'd be on the phone with Clint Kelly right now, wouldn't you?
I sure would.
Would you work it into the live spots? Oh, jeez.
All right, up next, Community Quick Hits.
Yeah, we got a story that I would swear involves Gordo if it weren't for the fact that he's here with us today. We have the details next.
Oh, no.
Navigation, visit Garmin.com. For the North Texas Tollway Authority, with the ticket, stick it up your tailpipe traffic. Go Mavs! I'm Doyle King.
Way out west, stories told, by friendly Cobra, tiny and bold, he will talk about local stories. They normally don't have schnauzers, but they're stories. Yippee-yi-yay, community quick hits. Yippee-yi-yay, community quick hits. Everybody loves community quick hits.
Yeah. Community quick hits. Brought to you by
DFW Cadillac Dealers and P1Lawyer.com. Shoopy.
All right, Shoopy. Once again, here's Jake Z.
Hey, Jake.
Hey, Grooves. Gentlemen, before we get to the story of what Gordon was doing before the show today, we have some sad news out of Carrollton. As around 5 p.m., a man was standing on the platform at a downtown Carrollton DART station when he fell into a train.
Oh, gosh. He
was drug about 20 feet to his death.
Oh.
That'll ruin your day.
More bad DART stuff.
Good Lord.
Poor DART.
Every week.
Well, poor guy, first of all.
Yeah.
Make sure we lead with sympathies with him, even more than DART. But, yeah, that...
Actually, I'm for DART in this.
How did, in this?
Yeah.
It's not...
In this.
Not a contest to see how many people DART can kill.
Well, that's the way you look at it. I look at it differently.
Well, I'm the only one of us that actually rides DART, and so I feel like I'm kind of an authority to speak on this.
I ride DART, too. I've ridden DART.
Gordon's probably ridden it once in 6 months.
No, I've ridden it more than that. I would say in the past year I've ridden DART maybe 12 times.
I would say in the past 4 years I've ridden DART twice. So I ride it.
I don't think that's
I'm
right.
I'm a DART P1.
Matter of fact, I think you go out of your way to not speak to people who ride DART.
Generally, you're right about that.
If you saw a DART rider, you'd cross the street.
Probably.
Well, this is sad. Do we know anything about the man,
no.
Jake?
Story's an hour old. All we have is the quote from DART's media relations director that he fell into the train.
Good Lord.
What they're saying. I don't...
So he wasn't, like, on the track, foot gets caught, and trying desperately to pull it out as the train's bearing down on him. This is him falling in right before the train smacks him.
Yeah, and it seems like that would have to be a real what horrible timing if it's not...
Well, yeah, good point, Jake.
Well, no, I just mean as far as if it's not on purpose, how do you... You just wait, you fall right at that very moment? Seems a little fishy to me.
Whoa. Hit the sounder.
That's right. Are you suggesting foul play here, Jake Z?
We'll wait till the facts come out.
How are you spelling foul there? Is it with a W?
Yep.
Anywho, the story we teased. Let's move on to more cheerful notes.
Why are you making fun of him for that?
He's not.
What is that?
It's the most inside joke ever.
We'll explain it. Make it outside.
Nope, can't.
This is a story out of downtown Fort Worth today.
All right, now here's a story.
Here is a story indeed.
Great. Let's hear it.
No, I really don't. Go ahead, Jake.
It's an odd scene out of downtown Fort Worth as a man crashed his Mercedes into a curb, then into a piece of construction equipment, and then he exited the car and began running down the streets nude.
Nude?
So to answer your question, Mike, he was nude. He apparently went into a downtown church before getting into his car.
I'm trying to think of what question I should ask about that.
Shoopy doesn't care.
He's mailing it in.
Oh, I know. We got short time Shoopy here.
Lobbing grenades at George DeJohn.
Yeah.
Yeah. Taking on George DeJohn now.
You better walk away from me. Yeah. Yeah, You sharing
this guy cannot
with me right
do
now?
Shows at bars in the afternoon.
No.
Especially on Fridays.
Yeah, I'll vomit on you.
Go ahead.
He disrobed in a church, ran out to his car, crashed his car into the curb, and then ran from his car nude before being arrested. Good God.
What was that?
Ball hanging down.
Jeez.
Play the song. Oh, he's got to find it. Oh,
so this one hits the Gordo.
He's reviewing his syllabus right now. He doesn't have time to
find out what days he can cut.
Yeah.
Right.
This one hits the Gordo trifecta of religion, erect luxury vehicle, and nudity.
Wait a second.
You loved all three of those things, yeah, Gordon.
I'd say that's the Gordo trifecta.
I've
ball
never
hanging down,
ball
wrecked.
Hanging down, ball hanging down, ball hanging down, ball hanging down.
If you could just figure out a way to work JFK in there somehow.
Oh, yeah. You walk into the bathroom? Huh?
Was that drop a waste of programming?
No.
Somebody out there is about to get their head rammed through a plate glass window. So Gordon doesn't get.
You
going to
take
her
girl privates?
Anyway. That drop is awesome.
Yeah, so this. Where did that happen? Garland?
Yeah.
Clearly unfocused.
Downtown.
What am I doing?
Downtown Fort Worth at the corner of 3rd and Throckmorton. Very wrecked.
Yeah.
He's got this glazed over look on his
face.
Oh,
I know. He's all sexed up.
Yes, he is.
Right.
He needs sweet release.
All of my blood is down. Oh, look at you. You are walking down the stick. Oh, we're on speaker, aren't we? Whoops.
Well, that was Holly, too.
Huh? I know it. Huh?
Was there anyone more pleased with the elimination of our HR department than...
Hey, it's I'm on air, so it's a safe zone. That's the one I'm talking about, Mike. Look at her.
Oh, yeah.
You like that?
Yeah.
Jeez. All woman.
What would you do to her?
Huh?
If you could, if you had free reign, what would you do?
Give her the Bud Light.
Two was bra, number one was panties.
What
was that?
A weird drop.
Yeah, it was. What would I do to her? No, I'm
throw
not
her onto
your
a under a dart train.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I would hire a dart train for. No, I'm not talking. See, you guys are trying to get me in trouble. I want to talk about community quick hits and what's going on. So, what did you say, Throckmorton?
And third.
So I've never wrecked a luxury vehicle.
You've wrecked a scooter.
I did wreck a scooter, and I've wrecked an Accord.
You wrecked exit the Accord nude?
I did not exit the Accord nude.
But you've certainly disrobed in a church before.
She's got to look at her bottom.
How horny is that?
Look at her bottom.
Now, I like the idea of you driving around a scooter. You need to get another scooter.
Nude.
I still have that same one. It just needs the carburetor worked on.
You should learn how to work on it yourself.
Yeah, my scooter days are over. Now, if I rode a scooter, I'd look like that fat guy in the Guinness Book of World Records who was riding with his brother.
With his twin brother?
Yeah. That's what I'd look like
on
the road.
I like flavor of the month, Gordo.
What is that?
Ride a scooter every day to work. Man, that will last
and
about 2
bike,
weeks.
And then walk, and then ride a car.
Then the next week, hitchhike.
Never done that. I've never hitchhiked, and I'd like to.
Because you can meet some interesting people that way.
Have you ever hitchhiked, Mike?
Oh, many times.
They
really?
Say the risk of that is supremely overstated. That's something that we shouldn't have done away with as a society.
Hitchhiking?
Yeah, but it's one of those things that people, in their own mind, overstate the danger of because they hear one or two media reports.
Mm-hmm.
See, I always do the preemptive deal of get in the car and pull the knife on the guy. Before he can cut me, I always sever a kidney.
That's a good idea.
Run out laughing and then run into a local church.
Yeah, you show him your piece first.
Eat the kidney.
Yeah. Eat the kidney or offer the kidney as a sacrifice in church.
Did we ever get to the end of this story, Jake?
What are we talking? Are we still on the dart thing?
I don't know.
The man was arrested while screaming,
"I'm!" And what are you talking about now?
Tank on tank.
Yeah, how's Doyle King been today?
He's been great.
Why haven't we talked to him yet?
Cause
ask him what the seediest thing he's ever done is.
You don't want to know.
I kind of do want to know. Where is he? Is he there?
He can't hear us. I don't know where he is.
He's back in Traffic Central.
He's freaking out the I-93 listener right now. You think they ever let him get into bong rips of crack on a boat stories.
No.
Do you think the I-93 listener could relate to Doyle King?
How is Doyle King still alive? That just amazes me. Yeah, I really thought I heard he died.
No, he takes good care of himself.
Oh, my gosh. His heart is like 102% scar tissue. And doesn't he looks like he could dump a Burmese python in a toilet, too, doesn't it? Doesn't he? He's kind of that big old guy. And
yeah.
We need to make up.
He probably eats like hell.
We need to make up the all-time Burmese python team at the ticket.
Look at these girls.
You think they've ever done that?
Oh, there's no way.
No, they don't do it at all.
They don't do it at all. I'm with you, Mike.
Not even like.
None of the rest of the guys at the ticket agree with us.
Junior Miller does.
Yes, he does. You're right. Production.
I love Junior Ghost. Hey, we need a break.
Oh, we do?
Yeah,
we do.
Look at her, Mike.
Well, Jake Z, you did sensational
great.
Work.
Good job, Jake.
Thanks, boys, fellas.
Is he getting paid for this? Please tell me he wasn't paid for that last segment.
No, I'm not.
Well, I'll tell you this. It's really nice to see enthusiasm back in E-News and Community Quick Hits for a change around here this week.
Does Corby mail that in?
Oh, God.
Really?
Dude.
About like Mike mails in his sports talk.
Uh-oh. It's all coming out now, isn't it?
What?
It's Honesty Friday. We're having fun.
I mail in sports talk?
No, you're doing great. Right, it's a joke.
Break. Go to break before this really breaks on.
Tomorrow at 2, it's race.
Stars meet the Canucks tonight in Vancouver for the North Texas Tollway Authority with the ticket sticking up your tailpipe traffic. Go Stars! I'm Doyle King.
The T-Box is coming on tomorrow. Join the T-Box at Hank Haney's at Crest Cars in Plano off Central and Parker from 8 until 10. Saturday morning, Hank will answer questions about his explosive new book on Tiger Woods.
Did you hear what happened to him?
Yeah.
I think it was this morning, wasn't
yes,
it?
Yes, he had a pretty tough interview in New York this morning.
Yeah, he was on with the radio station up there, and
yes,
he hung up on
WFAN.
Because they were giving him the business.
That Carton and Boomer Morning Show were giving Hank a tough time.
So listen to the T-Box. Grill right. Hank about that.
That's right. See what kind of tough time those boys give him. All right, time for a nice concert calendar here.
Yes.
Uh-oh.
Shoopy, who's being leveraged here?
Well, Shoopy, GranadaTheater.com and Man's Best Friend are leveraging it.
Shoopy. All right.
Hi, Gordon.
Hey, Chris.
Chris.
Tonight at the House of Blues, Green River Ordinance and Graham Colton.
They're not bad.
Mm-hmm.
At the Crown and Harp, Eastwood.
See everybody there.
Now, Eastwood, they're big P1s.
Yes, they are.
And one member of Eastwood, it's his kids that are responsible for our two most famous ticket Christmas carols. Oh, Hear Them and Robot Santa. You've heard those songs?
Oh, yeah.
That was a greatness.
I didn't know that they had anything to do with it.
Yeah.
At the Marley House, Forgotten Space.
Pretty good.
Excellent. The Bryan Street Tavern, the Gore Hounds.
Not bad.
You've never seen them.
Oh.
At Dada.
Well, I have. And
Binary Sunrise. Excellent. And the Hormones.
Love them.
They're really good. I like them. They fluctuate, but
they're pretty consistent.
Oh.
At the Free Man, Hairs on the Mountain.
Great band. From Denton.
Yeah, they're good.
Yep.
At Lola's, Junior Brown.
Boy, he'll smoke some pot on you.
How old is he now?
About 1,000.
At Trees.
Man, kind of rounding up, I think.
At Trees, King's X.
Not so much, buddy.
No?
That show's been canceled because their drummer had a heart attack.
Yeah, Mike, what do you have to say for yourself now?
How do you feel about that now?
Yeah.
Should be
Shoopy.
What a jerk, man.
I'd like to apologize to Kings X fans everywhere.
No kidding.
And heart surgeons as well.
You just dart trained the whole segment.
Yeah. I really did. Yeah. Saturday at the Barley House, Pepper Theft.
Well, little non-disclosure here.
Well.
Oh.
I've actually been promoting it all week.
Oh. So, now you switch from bass to guitar or from guitar to bass. What happened?
With Pepper Theft, I've always been guitar. With the Doors thing, I was always bass.
Until...
not very good at either.
Gribble kicked him out.
Yeah. What happened with that? I, like, asked about it in front of both of them, and it was...
we don't really talk
tense.
About it.
They hate each other now.
Man.
Who got kicked, an agreement.
Who kicked whom out?
Well, he's the one still in the band, so...
indeed.
Oh, so bitter.
Oh, Shoopy.
Indeed. That's okay. You got syllabuses to attend to, or syllabi.
I do.
At the Bryan Street Tavern, Spookeasy.
Hey, they're pretty good.
At Rio Brazos Live, Ray Wiley Hubbard.
That's right.
Greatness for years.
Tickets on.
At the Glass Cactus, the Spasmatics. Very funny.
Funny?
Yeah. At the Freeman, Club Wood. This is a real up-and-comer here.
Yeah, it is true.
I really like their first album.
What was it?
It was eponymous.
At Lola's, Celine Nerala.
That's Gordon's old friend.
Yeah, he is. He's one of my oldest musical friends. Him and Tommy and
Tim.
And
remember Steve?
God, you remember the... Did you guys play with him too?
With
Danny,
Steve?
Back in the day?
With Steve and Tim?
The Moon Festival?
No, I remember when they had real long hair, though.
Yes. We used to play with them, and I'm sure Salim doesn't like me talking about it, but they had real long hair, and they, to me, they always looked kind of like vampires.
Yeah, real
and,
gothic.
And they had, right by the Wedge monitors, Mike, they would put floor fans.
Mm-hmm, to blow their hair up.
They would blow their hair up as they were... as they were singing.
It was a great rain. Do that?
No, we never had floor fans.
People need to bring back the floor fan. That was a cool deal that Celine used to do.
Petty Theft needs to do that.
The girls in the front row would just blow on us. We didn't need them.
Huh. You just kind of try to get it down there in the right spot.
Mm-hmm.
At the Wild Rooster, the King Bucks.
Well, now this is a little non-disclosure.
It's on the concert calendar.
Oh.
It's really...
What's the Wild Rooster?
It's a really great place in Fort Worth. That I've never...
All right.
That
well, everybody go see the King Bucks over
never,
there.
Never played it before. We'll find out.
Sunday
they have walls.
At the Granada.
Can I dress up as a girl and sit in with you guys sometimes?
Yes.
And it just be real unexplained.
Yes, just dressed up
right,
as
mark
a girl.
The first half of that.
I want to dress up as a girl.
But I want you to come up and play bass. But I want you to play your Steinberger bass.
Yeah, that
as a girl.
Bass.
But I'm playing bass too. So
yeah,
there's like
two bass,
bass players.
I'll be rhythm bass.
We don't explain any of it.
Right.
Awesome.
You'll have double bottoms.
Yes.
What?
Nothing.
Bottom.
Sunday.
Bottom.
At the Granada, Isley.
Which one?
Those little girls are all grown up now.
Boy, they were great back then.
Yeah, they were.
Who?
Isley.
You never saw them?
Related to the Isley brothers?
Those three sisters?
Pretty far from it, actually.
Oh. Whoa.
Pardon me.
What happened?
I made a smell bad.
Ew, don't call it that. You went to the air bathroom?
Tuesday at the Magnolia Motor Lounge, Sam Anderson and Josh Weathers.
Two really up-and-coming Fort Worth songwriters.
They really are good. You got to check out their songs.
Wednesday at the McKinney Avenue Tavern, Bad Brad Thompson.
You know, he really started slipping after he...
After Sports Biz?
Yeah. After Sports Biz. Brad Thompson.
Whoa.
Excuse me, I was drinking some water.
Thursday at the Granada, White Denim.
You know, they started slipping after their Capitol contract went out.
Isn't this the band that Gino Petrolli's son is in?
Yes, I think you're right. And that's not a joke.
Yeah, James Petrolli.
All right, the son of the former Ranger great.
Hmm.
And at the Reconsider Lounge.
Uh-oh. It's what everyone's been waiting for.
I'm sorry.
Nothing's happened yet.
As a hush falls across the room.
Excuse me.
Oh.
A Beatles tribute comprised of LaBear dancers called Gay Stripper. A Van Halen tribute comprised of cold suffering religious leaders. Snot for Preacher.
That is a radio low. That's horrible.
Oh, just wait.
No, that's worse than this. And a Led Zeppelin tribute comprised of gonorrhea sufferers. The dong remains in pain. Yes. 6:52 on the ticket. Another broadcast week has come to an end, and our business is concluded for today. We do thank you for your time and attention this afternoon. Thanks to Tony out here at Twisted and Tweaking. Thanks to Mr. Irwin on the promotions end of things. Thanks to the folks out here at Prime Bar for having us. A great time today.
Not a bad place. Never been here before.
No, I had not. Didn't know this place existed.
Like this place. Recommend it.
I will be back later tonight. Thanks to everyone who dropped by. Back at the mothership, thanks to Danny, Ty, Shoopy, Alexis, all of our many phone callers that we took today. Most of all, thanks to the great Gordon Keith for helping us out.
Yeah, yay.
Now,
oh my
Tuesday
God, what
two,
have I just said?
We have the top 10 coming up here.
Thank you. Thank you.
So stand by for that. And then be by the channel Monday at 3 when we are back with another edition of The Hardline.
Yeah.
Till then, guys, stay hard, keep jamming, and we'll see you.
It's old Mac Johnson for Clemmity Clam Hams, the only Texas ham featuring a new anti-wind ingredient. Hello, it's still Mac Johnson here. Has this ever happened to you? You eat a whole mess of ham on the holidays and then you fog up your windows with your strong, potent butt air. Lord knows I do. Do your family a favor this holiday. Get yourself a Clemmity Clam Ham and say goodbye to the rectal hurricanes that's kept your family prisoner for decades.
Mike, thank you for coming to our elegant dinner party. Did you get enough of the leading brand ham?
Does this answer your question?
Oh my God, my nose is bleeding. It smells like hell.
That's right. Avoid the social awkwardness of post-ham nightmare ass. Get yourself a Clemmity Clam Ham with anti-wind technology and make the holidays fun again. Remember, if you let your Clemmity Clam Ham go bad, just drill a hole in it and pretend it's some old girl. Clemmity Clam Ham. It's all pink on the inside.
If you fear what comes out of your ear, Clemmity Clam, Clemmity Clam Ham.
The Hardline!
Broadcasting live.